today's TAB meetings. Repeating, TARI races are definitely on here in New South Wales. Now, it's just gone 8 o'clock. We're live on radio. Have a look at this. Have a look at this, viewers. Hopefully viewers can see it. The coffee has arrived. The egg and bacon has arrived. Nevesh, thank you very much for all that. Where's it come from, Nevesh? Stable Talk, Gary Macris. Good on you, Gary. We thank you. Every time we come to Randwick, we get the coffee. We're going to display some ads, Ron, but I will warn you, you've only got 2 minutes to eat your egg and bacon. Okay, we'll leave Ron and them there. For the egg and bacon. They're a bit filthy because they're 5 minutes late. We're going to take a break and then we'll come back and we'll have a chat with Mark Van Gestel.
Find your rising star at the 2017 Capricornia Yearling Sale in Rockhampton. 95 quality yearlings, all eligible for the $200,000 Capricornia Race Series. 16 are Bob's eligible and 82 Cutis eligible, including the $250,000 Cutis Jewel. Aquas Farm Lots carry a $100,000 winner's bonus for the 2018 two-year-old sale race. Visit cqtba.com. Phone bids accepted.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love into one price. And if any of them win, you win with TAB's Bundle Bet. TAB. We love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Dynamic Syndications, in association with legendary breeder Sir Patrick Hogan of Cambridge Stud, have a potential stallion prospect to own and race with Gay and Adrian. By Australia's champion sire Reader's Choice, our colt is from Love Tessa, Group 3 Perform winner of 2 and a direct descendant of the immortal broodmare 8 Carat. For $13,150 per share, join our dynamic team of Sir Patrick, Gay and Adrian. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it.
Team Earth, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Where only the best of the best are on offer. 480 of Australia and New Zealand's finest yearlings from international bloodlines. The Inglis Australian Easter Yearling Sale. April 4 to 6 at Newmarket, Sydney. Catalogue available at inglis.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love our $1 million guaranteed quaddy pool on day one of the championships today. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, now welcome back to Racing HQ Saturday. My apologies, I forgot to give the information for Goulburn. There are a TAB meeting there today. I was so entrenched in wanting to get the TARI that they're definitely on. My apologies. So here's the Goulburn information. It is a TAB program, fine and a soft five. Penetrometer 5.16, so a soft five for Goulburn, but fine weather. Race one, number 11, Grecian Station. 12, It's a Joke, and 14, Star for Effort. 11, 12, and 14. The third, number 4, Lumberjack. Number 4. The fourth, number 2, Gargarian. 4, Storm On, and 6, Irish Bay. 2, 4, and 6. Race 5, number 8, number 5, Walshy, and 8, All About Magic. 5 and 8 out of the 5th. And race 6, Takeout 3, Cosmic Rush. 5, Penny Shares. 6, Greenback Boogie. 7, Capable Prince, and 13, Happiers, and 3, 5, 6, 7, and 13. So Goulburn, definitely on, soft 5, weather fine, and the rail at 3 metres. Let's go and have a chat with Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. And Mark, as I say, good morning. Lots of sunshine right now out here at Randwick.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Welcome change. Just going to have the sun out on a Saturday morning, so... Look, it's going to be a great day's racing, and it's just fortunate we've got the good weather to go with it.
Exactly. All right, mate, take us through some of your horses to follow here.
Andrew, in the second race, Screamer at the Mornington Stewards, they reported from about the 450 to the 150, was held up for clear running. It then was inclined to lay in once it did obtain clear running, and probably should have finished a little closer when finishing fourth there at Mornington. Then take you over to the country championship final. Probably Galaxy Warrior was worth mentioning from the Wellington Heat. it had difficulty obtaining clear running in the early part of the straight, and probably was a good effort to finish second to Distinctive Book, just beaten on the neck by that runner. To the PJ Bell Race 5, Samantha at Rosehill on the 18th of March, had a very tough run on the race, Andrew, which it over-raced quite badly, through, particularly in the middle stages, and as a consequence was left without cover. It then raced wide for the second half of the race, and look, I thought its effort in the circumstances was pretty good. Well beaten by Raymond, and finishing second, beaten three lengths, but certainly should have finished a little closer. In the size, a couple of horses to mention out of the slipper, Diamond Tafagada, it was never out of trouble in the slipper. It was checked at the 1,100 metres, and again on straightening had to be checked, so it had some excuses in the slipper. And also Tulip, the third place getter, it raced wide without cover throughout the event, but also near the 50 metres, it is impeded by Minari when it shifted out, and obviously the protest being upheld there, but it certainly had a tough run, and I thought its effort was great in the circumstances. In the Derby, Andrew, Stacey Bond raced very keenly in the early stages and was also caught wide without cover from about the 1,000 metres. We did just approve during the week a Norton bit going on Stacey Bond as well. That was a late gear change that was notified, so it may just help Stacey Bond settle. And probably the last horse to mention there, Andrew, was Tavachi at Flemington on the 11th of March in the Newmarket. It over-raced early and then was held up for clear running between the 400 and the 250 metres, and had some excuses in respect to its finishing position behind Redcrest Warrior. I should just mention there also, Andrew, in the TJ Fell Swoop, that the connections have notified us there that their intention is to ride Fell Swoop more forward today, and Matthew Dale indicated that they won't be looking for cover today, and they'll be allowing the horse to run in the event.
Okay, so that's in the TJ Bell with TJ Smith with Fell Swoop number 6. All right, Mark, we'll see you out here, mate. As I say, it's a beautiful morning out here, and let's hope it sticks around for day one of the championships.
Great, thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Mark. Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duffersey and Glenn Munsey is now joining us for the first time. Morning to you, Glenn.
Morning, Andrew. Major accident averted approximately 5 minutes ago when Ron bit into the bacon and egg roll, and the yolk of the egg looked as though it was going to travel down the inside of his shirt. But,
Cheryl was going to get Cheryl was about to get
don't
the
laugh. Don't worry, Michael.
It's true.
He hoovered it up like a good cleaner. You should have seen
the tongue round the side.
Let's hope you're licking your lips with plenty of tips that win today, Ron. Let's get stuck in, because we've got 10 races to look at with Ron and Mike Fraser. The first race, as Glenn Munsey joins us from TAB, is the Whitten Kindergarten Stakes.
It's the Whitten 150th anniversary, William Inglis and Son, 150th year there. But we've got Property here as a $6 chance. Condor Heroes at $4.40. Mr. Kai Lin at $81. We've got Spencer with the blinkers on today at $35. Solar Patch with winkers on at $41. Dissolution at $17. From Within at $6. Sheikah at $4.60. And the favourite is Alizé. It's a $3 chance. Not a massive amount of activity here. The most popular runner is actually the Melbourne Visitor in Property, 7/6. Second pick is From Within, who's 7/6. And third pick is the bottom one, Alizé, $2.80. Actually put it up $2.90 this morning and then pushed it again to $3.
At the speed in the race, well, Condor Heroes comes away cleanly. I'm pretty sure it'll take up the running. Mr. Keelan won't be too far away from that good draw. Of course, we've got the Melbourne Visitor Property from Barrier 1. You know, it should posse up behind them. It's got plenty of speed. And I suppose the fly in the ointment, so to speak, Ronnie, is from Barrier 9 there, From Within, whether they press forward with it or go back and try and ride it a bit quiet.
Yeah, all in all, it does look like Condor Heroes. The rest sorted out for themselves. Look, I found this a very difficult start to the day. I like the favourite, Elise. I think she's rock-bottom odds. Yeah, because there's three or four there you could back to beat her. I think she'll be easy on track, and hopefully she gets to a more backable price from me. Look, she's a lovely filly. I think she's still learning. And this just needs a back to get onto here, and I think she'll be hard to beat. Property number one, he just tags Condor Heroes here. He has the depth in his form from those Blue Diamond lead-ups and the Blue Diamond. Two Condor Heroes. I've always had a huge opinion of him, and he got that win away at Warwick Farm, and he could easily bounce off that pretty well. Sheikah's an interesting horse. Just grew a leg there first up on that heavy track. A much better performance than there was in her two last preparation, and she may have turned the form around. terrified of From Within. She's one of mine, and she's back in distance. I would have just preferred a drier track for her, but she's still a very, very good winning chance. 9-1, 2-8.
Yeah, it's interesting that those at the top of the market here are the ones that have got the wet track form. And I'm with you. I'm with the bottom one here, Elise. She's been pretty progressive both runs. She was a good thing beat at a short price favourite on debut. And then her second in the Magic Knight behind Tulip was good. You know, she hit the front there and just rolled back to the inside section of the track. The last 150 metres was probably always going to be run down. There's no doubt about that. But that did just slow her down that little bit more. Should be at a peak here, third up, and really hard to beat. Condor Heroes, same thing. I've always had an opinion of this horse. It trialled well, gets through the ground, is a bit of a traveller. So, look, no reason to suggest it won't improve off that Warwick Farm win. So really looking forward to seeing it go around. 8 for 3rd, Shakinga. Also comes out of a nice win at Warwick Farm on the same day. Figures were slightly inferior to Condor Heroes, but not a great deal between them, but certainly showed plenty of ability and let down nicely over the latter stages. And for 4th here, number 7, From Within. Look, she was the talk of the town when she won on debut at Canterbury. The two subsequent runs have been, had minor excuses, but disappointing. She showed she was back on track with a nice Warwick Farm trial the other day. A month between runs, a bit fresh, she can bounce back. 9-2, 8-7.
For Darren Flindell, he's gone the same way as Ron, exactly 9 to beat 2, 1 and 8 for race caller Darren Flindell in the first 9, 2, 1 and 8.
Yeah, the only difference is Ronnie went 9, 1, 2, 8.
Oh, sorry, 9, 1, 2, 8. Yeah. My apologies.
Exactly the same.
News just through from Trent Busserton through the stewards. Tabago galloped this morning and has pulled up with some heat in the off foreleg and won't race again during the autumn. So Tabago to be spelled after pulling up acutely lame last Saturday. So that's the news there. Race 2, the China Horse Club, Carbine Club.
Yeah, and we've got Veladero here with blinkers on today as a $16 chance. Eusebio with a lugging bit on at $4.20. Flying Jess at $16. The answer, my friend, is $3.50 in favourite. Akatour at $8. Mr. Sneaky at $5.50. Violates a $19 chance. Screamer a $19 chance. And Zenalicious at $6. Most popular runner here is the Melbourne Visitor. And the answer, my friend, Scratch from Bendigo to come here. Did go up $6 in the all-in market, $4.60 in the final field market. Actually opened $3.60 first thing this morning. Is now a $3.50 chance. Second pick is Eusebio, who went up $6 in the all-in market, $4 final field, now $4.20. And third pick's a very long way away. That's actually Mr. Sneaky.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, this visitor, the answer, my friend, flies solo here. It's really hard to find something that's going to put any pressure on it. Just cruise across from that wide draw and take up the running. I think the other ones behind it, the top weight with Huey on board, will posse up not too far away, and possibly Mr. Sneaky. But this one flies solo, Ron.
I think it's a two-horse race. But I'm taken with this Eusebio, number 2. He's a good prospect. He's got a turn of speed. He's unbeaten this preparation. I think he's a horse on the up. I can see this horse gets a lot of on-pace favours, the answer, my friend, and I do really like the horse. He's one of these fast-looking stayers that, he goes fast enough to be left alone and he gets a good kick. So I think it's a race in 2, personally. I lean 2 to beat 4. Probably all comes down to a bit of a track pattern here. Mr. Sneaky did beat the answer, my friend, last start. That's 2 starts back for the answer, my friend, but that was a funny race. They really went into the answer, my friend, the leaders there, and attacked him that day. So that doesn't happen here. And Zenalicious, now that she's found a bit of form, she certainly could hold it. Good money for Screamer here, so I'll just have a look at it in the yard, number 8. But 2, 4, 6 and 9 for me.
Yeah, look, I'm with the 4 here, the answer, my friend. I think if it brings that Victorian form up here and gets the soft run that we're predicting today, it's going to take plenty of running down. No issue with the mile. It's won a mile before. Ran really good time winning a mile race at Caulfield last preparation. So with the soft lead, and as I say, Robert Smurden knows how to travel horses, I think it's going to be hard to run down. Zenalicious, I put it in for second. Showed nice improvement there, third up, went second. Was only run down late by Fox Play. Once again, this horse rolled back to a slightly inferior ground. Fourth up here, likely to peak. Did last preparation and peak fourth up. So looking for a bowl showing from it. Number two for third. Absolutely, he's an impressive little horse. Hit the line strongly all three runs his prep, winning them all in impressive fashion. None more so than the Canberra Guineas, over 1,400. The 1,600, no issue at all. And for fourth, I'll throw in the five, Akatua. Slow start in the Hobartville, but hit the line strongly. Ran with Guineas, run on that heavy 10, just didn't aim up in that. I think back to a somewhat of a drying track, and the rail to guide around here, I think it can also improve. 4, 9, 2, and 5.
Darren Flindell likes the 4 as well. The answer, my friend, to beat 9, 2, and 6. 4, 9, 2, and 6 for Darren in race number 2. Race 3, well, the story of the morning's the scratching of polarisation with heat in a hock and swelling and things. So it comes out. So we're down to a field of 8 here now, but still, well, tell us, is it a competitive betting race?
I think it's a race where they can't really work it out, because when you had with polarisation in the race, they had that big Duke, they had a loft their first go here, Pentathlon coming from New Zealand, polarisation coming from overseas,
and Rock On
coming from New Zealand. So it was very, very hard to try and bring them all together. But this is the Schweppes Chairman's Handicap, where big Duke now, a $2.30 favourite. Kinemar, we've got a raft of gear changes again today. The offside bubble cheeker goes back on, the lugging bit goes on, the pacifiers go on, but the Norton bit comes off, and it's a $10 chance. Aloft is at $4. Pentathlon at $15. Allegria with the synthetic hoof filler off is an $8 chance. Polarisation came out this morning. 8 cents to win and nothing to place. Rock On with bandages on the hind. There is a $6.50 chance. Van Dancer at $13. And Shalmaniza, I think it actually is, at $51. Most popular runner here, Big Duke, over Aloft. And third pick is Allegria.
Yeah, I think Aloft is a natural on-pace type of a horse. I think it'll roll to the front. Shalmaniza, the bottom one, won't be too far away. And then I suspect that horses like Big Duke and Van Dance will pos up behind, but I think Lloyd's horse Aloft will roll to the front, Ron.
I agree. Look, he's a hard front-running horse. He's second up at 2,600 metres here. He led all the way the other day, so I think it's there for him. It's there for him for the taking, the lead, and I think the race might be there for him for the taking as well. This stable has really produced fit, competitive horses so far this carnival. I don't think this horse will be any exception whatsoever. He hasn't raced on heavy, but he's got some soft form overseas. I'm happy to be with him. Obviously, Big Duke's the danger. He's having a great preparation, and look, those two horses singled out on that heavy track the other day, and he was pretty good winning on protest. 7 Rock On. Now he's a real stayer, this bloke. Hit the line well winning the St. Ledger after a slow start there. So if they roll along here, it probably suits a horse like him getting back in a small field. And Allegria won't be far away, just beaten in this race last year. 3, 1, 7, and 5.
Yeah, I'm with Aloft also. I think it's going to be hard to beat. It was impressed with its first up win there at Flemington with the 60 kilos. It was on a track where, it was in the right spot. It was, on pace and inside was the go. But notwithstanding, it was still a good win. As Ronnie pointed out, this team, when they bring horses up here to Sydney, don't worry about it jumping from 1,800 to 2,600 and have a big background behind it. It's going to take plenty of running down. Big Duke, I've thrown it in for second. Comes here again in terrific form. Won the Menion Cup on protest at Rose Hill last start. I think Aloft's trying to get one back on it here in for his stablemate, Our Century. But look, notwithstanding, Big Duke, he gets through the ground. He's a tough competitor and certainly doesn't know how to lie down. So looking for another good effort from it. 5 Allegria, thought it might improve here. Hit the line quite nicely. Its first two runs is prep. Then it was an okay fourth in the opponent on that really heavy track. I think a somewhat drying track. Fourth up, getting 2,600. Ticks a few boxes the horse. I'm looking for a much better performance from it. And number 7, Rock On. Another one that comes from New Zealand in really good form. Last start win in the St. Ledger was good. Overcame difficulties in the straight to get the job done. And we all know how tough these Kiwis are. 3, 1, 5, and 7.
Darren Flindell calling all the action day one of the championships. He likes 1 Big Duke to beat 7, 3, and 5. 1, 7, 3, and 5. And we should mention too, Craig Williams, of course, had that terrible fall off the Gold Trail with concussion last Saturday. He had a concussion test with Racing Victoria doctor yesterday, Dr. Gary Zimmerman, and he's been passed fit to ride today. He lost toss and stardom, but he's still got the two, including Big Duke here. So he passed that yesterday, Ron. Because there's been a fair bit of discussion, hasn't there, about...
Yeah, well, a lot of people thought it was just an automatic week.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously not.
And in Victoria, it is.
It is.
It is in Victoria, but not necessarily here.
Well, okay. So will Victoria complain about our rules here that we've allowed Craig Williams to ride, whereas in Victoria he wouldn't have been able to ride?
Well, the rules of racing, and I guess... The doctor is...
Yeah. I'll tell you what, he had an impressive Rotary Ho, the doctor, didn't he?
Oh, he did.
I'll tell you what, it was a mate. Oh, won't he be hard to beat when he gets to November?
Dr. Gary Zimmerman, he does a big job down there for the AFL, the Western Bulldogs. All right, this has been a terrific build-up. The New Haven Park Country Championship Final. Craig Williams on Nick's Vendetta. They had a ripper of a night by going over the social media last night. It was just bouncing off with photos galore on
at
a big function at the Donny.
Yeah, well, good luck to the Kelly boys in New Haven there for... well, they sponsor the race, so they decided to put on a little bit of a function to bring all the
Everyone was there.
It was like the old days where you were getting ready. This was Easter show time, getting ready for Doncaster, and all the country people are here for the show and for the races. Good luck to the Kellys there for their race. The New Haven Park Country Championship Final, where we start with Distinctive Look at $21. Latoro is a $31 chance. Perfect Dare, $3.20 and favourite. Cogliere with a tongue tie on at $12. Galaxy Warrior with a cross noseband on, but the synthetic hoof filler off and the nasal strip off, is at $16. Careless Choice at $8. After All That at $18. Pellerin at $16. Steel Frost, Winkers On but Blinkers Off at $21. Nick's Vendetta with Craig Williams, a replacement there, at $18. Stony Rise, The Fairy Tale at $16. Forever New York at $51. Freestanding at $41. Not For Export at $151. Pumpkin Pies at $5. And Shotgun Roulette with the Winkers Off is a $17 chance. All other runners scratch, no deductions there. Most popular runner, as I said, The Fairy Tale, Stony Rise here, 26 at the start of the week, into $16. Second pick is Perfect Dare, who's been as much as $3.50 into $3.20. And third pick is Careless Choice, who's basically stayed an $8 chance all week.
Yeah, well, the best back runner.
Yeah, dollar-wise, yeah.
Jeez.
Well, mate, it's a fairy tale. It's like, you know, Yankee Rose was always popular. You know, public horses will become popular to our customers because there's a story behind them, and they'll get swept up in the emotion of the story.
Speed, Mike.
Okay, the speed in the race. A few of these scratchings were on paces, so a little bit of the heat's come out of the race. I've got Perfect Dare, Nick's Vendetta, and Galaxy Warriors, the three pressing forward. And posing up behind them, Steel Frost, and no, that's about it, really. I'm sort of lacked a bit of on-pace pressure here, Ronnie.
Yeah, look, it looks that way, doesn't it? So, look, something might happen in a full field of 16 here. I'm locked into Perfect Dare early, and I'm still happy to be with him. I know he's had 47 days since his last run, but he's the definite class horse of this field, and the gamble is he can handle it going. That's as simple as that. He's got the best form. He's the best horse. Just has to handle a heavy track. And look, he's short enough now, $3.20. I'm comfortable to take that if it was dry. The danger, six Careless Choice, the unbeaten three-year-old. Always beware of the unbeaten horse. He's won a trial at Scone since that first up win. Look, he profiles very well for a race like this. He does look a horse that, you know, is legitimate city class and even better. 15 Pumpkin Pie's been set up beautifully. She wins the heat early there at Goulburn, and then she has two Group 2 runs. And she was pretty good behind Fox Play the other day. Did run fourth in the far lap. That has to be good form for a country championship. And this horse is, although I don't know about the depth of his form, he's very, very well trained this top weight to run well here. He's fourth up. He has Randwick form. He's off two wins. Distinctive Look at $21 is the best of the long shots. 3, 6, 15, and 1.
Yeah, super little race. Look, I'm sort of, when I say banking, I'm thinking that this favourite's not going to get through the ground too well. I could be completely wrong, but just listening to his trainer and looking at his dead track runs, I'm a little concerned. So I'm going to shy away from him and go with Galaxy Warrior here, number 5. Both runs back have been progressive. He was wide first up at Canterbury, then he was luckless at Wellington when a good second behind Distinctive Look. Meets that horse a little bit better at the weights, I think, with Kieran McAvoy on board. Now, Kieran's ridden this horse before. He's third up here. He's unbeaten third up. He's won two from two third up. I think if he can roll forward from that wide draw, he should get some on-pace favours. and he may take some running down. I've thrown Distinctive Look in for second for all the same reasons. He's in stellar form. He's won his last two starts impressively. Needs to get the, you know, get the right run, maybe three or four pairs back, but I see him getting that run and acquitting himself well. Number eight, Pirulan for third. It's another that's had the three runs back. Got the job done at Scone last Sunday. He's on the back up here, fourth up, ready to produce its best. And I'll throw the favourite in for fourth, Perfect Air. Look, absolutely, you know, look, it's well discussed. If it was a dry track, he'd be a short price favourite, and he'd win effortlessly. But those circumstances aren't affordable today. 5, 1, 8, and 3.
Down to number 15, Pumpkin Pie for Darren Flindell. 15 on top to beat 5, 3, and 10. 15, 5, 3, and 10. In the country championship final for New Haven Park at 5-2. That's the first four on this massive 10-race card. Ron's just gone a little bit to his right there, the egg and bacon. Mine's still here. It's about to be launched here, and the coffee's going at 100 miles an hour.
I've got a question. A lot of people on social media, you refer to it as egg and bacon.
Yeah.
A lot of people, most people refer to it as bacon and egg. Why are you an egg and bacon? Why are you in that
order?
I like
eggs. I do like
eggs. You're working with a couple here today.
No, whatever they are, they're going to go down nice. We'll take a break. This is Racing HQ Saturday. You can watch us on Sky Thoroughbred Central, Sky Racing 1, or, of course, you can listen to us on Sky Sports Radio.
Why would they want to do that? Watch us.
They can watch us, Ron.
What, eat and drink? Well,
some of you could at least dress up and wear a tie.
Let's take a break.
Sky Sports Radio would like to remind you that daylight saving ends this weekend. When going to bed on Saturday night, remember to move all your clocks back 1 hour, helping you with every minute of the day. Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
Find your rising star at the 2017 Capricornia Yearling Sale in Rockhampton. 95 quality yearlings, all eligible for the $200,000 Capricornia Race Series. 16 are Bob's eligible and 82 Cutis eligible, including the $250,000 Cutis Jewel. Aquas Farm Lots carry a $100,000 winner's bonus for the 2018 two-year-old sale race. Visit cqtba.com. Phone bids accepted.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with the new black chrome finish out soon, plus vanities, toilet suites, basins, freestanding and drop-in baths, and so much more. AstiVita.com.au. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications with Gay and Adrian offer a cult bred speed on speed. Buy I Am Invincible. Champion young sire injecting early speed into his progeny and setting record prices in the sale ring. From Moulin Rouge, a two-year-old winner of 8 races and twice stakes placed.
The I Am Invincible Moulin Rouge. The sire is taking all before him to be part of this sensational cult.
Nobody trains two-year-olds better than Gay. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks worth of the man shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Australia's best clash at the championship.
Racing HQ Saturday, Ron Duppacy, Mike Fraser, Glenn Munsey as well from tab.com.au. We're going through day one of the championships, looking outside our OB van. Hardly a cloud in the sky. Sun's up, beautiful. The track a heavy eight, but certainly won't get any worse. It can only improve a little bit. To race five now, this is the green guys, the PJ Bell, a race that's been affected by a few scratchings overnight, Glenn.
Yeah, but still a pretty handy race, Andrew, and I'll get to these deductions a little bit later with so many scratchings, but Scarlet Rain out, French Fern out. We start with Raymond as the $2.20 favourite, Miss Rock and Bruegel Reward both out, Sweet Sherry at 13, Samantha is an $8.50 chance, Prompt Response at 9, Modern Wonder at 31, My Country with a cross noseband on at 31, Manea is a $26 chance, Zumbalina at $8, Conchita at 35, Invincibella is 17, Gibraltar Girl is a $26 chance, Medale at 35, and Smart Amelia is at 51. One more runner after Rosa Carolina is out. That is Diddums. And Diddums is a $31 chance. Best supported runner is definitely Raymond, one of the better back runners on the program here.
Did you give a price for Exocet there?
Exocet, 26.
Okay.
Come on, Ronnie.
You didn't say it. You dodged
you
it.
You sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay, right on. If you say so.
Okay.
Right on, Mike.
Speed in the race. Well, two scratchings here have taken a bit of the heat out of it. And the other one I initially had going forward from a wide draw, Conchita, I think they announced that they're going to ride it back. So the speed's... Some of the pressure's come out. I'm left with Prompt Response from a good draw, holding its spot. Didymus down the bottom there, won't be too far away. And Modern Wonder and Raymond, obviously, will be pressing forward and trying to find some sort of a spot. But a little bit of the pressure's come out, especially with Conchita being ridden back, Ron.
Yeah. Look, obviously, Conchita's a speed filly. I see she's owned in the same interest as Sweet Sherry. So I think Sweet Sherry may be the P to go forward of those two there today. So maybe Prompt Response, Sweet Sherry for me, maybe Modern Wonder. All in all, Raymond's got a good spring on her legs, and she can put herself on the speed as well. Look, earlier in the week, I was thinking she was the bet of the day, and a lot of people have agreed. And, you know, at 460, I know that was before deductions, but they're not going to be savage.
They're actually 6 cents the win and 7 cents the place.
Yeah.
2 and 2 for Scarlet Rain, 4 and 5 for Miss Rock, no deductions, any other runner.
Yeah. Look, I've still got her on top, Raymond. I think she's rock bottom odds now, but obviously hard to beat. I think the bet in the race is Sweet Sherry. I thought her effort at Flemington was excellent. She had 60 kilos. She was lumbered out on the outside fence on her own. The horses on the inside rail at Flemington were the ones that beat her. And the reports are to say that she was only 85% wound up. Last time I saw her in Sydney, she ran an absolute bottler in a golden slipper. I've got very, very big watch on her. Of the others, 7 Samantha. This race sets up better than it did at Rosehill with a bigger field and probably a little bit more pressure. That was a sit and sprint there last time. And Prompt Response has trialled okay a couple of times. Looks pretty wound up. Can't wait to have a look at her in the yard. 3, 6, 7 and 8.
Yeah, I'm with Raymond also. Look, it was pretty impressive winning at Rosehill on that heavy track a fortnight ago. That was her first outing in 52 days. So bound to be a lot fitter. The form prior to the break was terrific. She'd won 2 from 3 and was probably a good thing beaten in the other one. So she comes to the races today in great form, gets through the ground, and is likely, you know, to get on-pace tempo favours. For second, I've thrown in the 12, Zumbelina. First up here, 2 nice cold trials. Went for a spell in stellar form, winning 4 on the trot. The 2 fresh runs have been significant to say that she could race well in a race like this. And as I said, the two trials were quite sound. For third, number 7, Samantha. She's won 3 of 5 this prep. She's a little bit keen in the birthday card the other day. She's only got to tick the 1,200-metre box, but I don't really see that as being an issue. Looking forward to a bowl showing from her. And for fourth, number 6, Sweet Sherry. She was on the wrong side of the track first up there at Flemington when she battled on quite well. Remember this horse in the Golden Slipper last year at a big price, ran a bottle of a race, was sort of there till about the 150, till things gave out. 3, 12, 7 and 6.
3, 12, 7 and 6 for Mike. Darren Flindell goes 3, 7, 6 and 12. Zumbelina, 3, 7, 6 and 12. Interesting note coming through from the Dubbo Turf Club that Rhinos are going to be racing in an exhibition gallop on June 16 as part of the Dubbo Chamber of Commerce and Industry promotion for the annual 2017 Rhino Rewards. Now, the stewards, Todd Smith, has pointed out that the gallop will highlight the improvement in the track with recent drainage works and the like. So it's going to be big on June 16. The Forbes have camel races, you know, over Easter.
Yeah.
They don't only race a couple of times in Forbes, but their camel races get more people at the racetrack than nearly Forbes
Rhinos.
Cup does.
Yeah, Rhinos, yeah. So yeah. So that's
who
happening
rides
on you can get a ride, June 16. That'll be, yeah, Ron, you get out there. So that's a Dubbo June 16 as a part of the annual 2017 Rhino Rewards.
Well, the saddle they'd need to put on a rhino, you'd be able to fit on that saddle, Ronnie.
I'll actually take a week holiday just to go and see that.
All right.
Go up to the zoo. You know,
June
16. Very good.
It is. The zoo goes up really good.
It's unbelievable.
I'll tell you what.
I saw Alan Robinson ride a turtle
one day. Surprised you got out of there.
He rode one of those big Galapagos, what are they, those Galapagos turtles?
I thought you were going to chase something else.
No.
I thought,
how mad he is, Robbo. He jumped the fence and jumped on the back of one of these.
If I just give you an inch, you fairly can take how long?
Come on, there's 10 races.
Come on, Andrew, it's 8:35.
Let's move to race 6. The big ones begin here now. We've had the country championship final, but we're now into the English side.
We are, Andrew, and we start with Chauffeur, and Ronnie's is just outside moving his car as we speak at $16. Minari, with the earmuffs on today in the pre-parade only, is a $9 chance. Diamond Tathagata is at 19. Veronillo with a tongue tie on, winkers on, but the blinkers off, at $18. Trapeze Artist is a $16 chance. Gunnison came out yesterday, 6 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Single Bullet at $31. Invader at $6.50. Summer Passage, the Kiwi, at 11. We've got Aspect is a $51 chance. Ciccone at $31. The Mission is at $19. Astoria at $17. Frolic, $4.40 and Favourite. Tulip is a $5 chance. One More Honey at $26. Feng Chu at $101. Scratch the remaining runners there. No deductions for any of those. The fillies here again are the most popular runners. They are Frolic and Tulip. Already a bet this morning of $5,000. On Tulip at $5, remains at that $5 quote. Third pick is Invader. He's the best firmer in the race. As much as 15 early doors this week, now a $6.50 chance.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, the Mission up to 1,400 the other day, rolled to the front and took up the running. I think it'll probably press forward again here. Ciccone up from Victoria is another that's got gate speed drawn just outside the Mission. So I think they're the two that'll press on. Trapeze Artist, Feng Shu, and what was the other one there? Single Bullet. I had them posing up behind them. And a couple of the other ones drawn a little bit wide. But maybe the Mission and Ciccone to sort the lead, Ron.
Yeah, they look like the designated, don't they? I think Astoria and they'll be riding a bit quieter from that outside draw there. And I would think that Tulip would be closer from that inside draw, to tell you the truth, because she's up and running and fit and 1,400 now. She's not going to drag back out of that box seat. I like her. She's just so brave. Look, how many times to the well can you go? I don't know. But I thought she was outstanding in the slipper. Absolutely. I'd hate to say that she should have won, but probably not. But she would have made it interesting. There's no doubt about it.
Is the two-week gap from the slipper to the size now easier? Remember, it used to be a one-week backup?
100%.
Yeah,
for sure. Look, I'll gamble on her. 15 Tulip on top for me. She did nothing in the slipper to changed my mind. I thought Minari was great as well. I reckon he's a really good colt in time. And if Gerald's happy to press on with him, I'm happy to throw him into the dangers again. 8, Invader. He's a good, tough, competitive racehorse. He missed that slipper with that little foot problem. Look, he'll be tough again here. And best of the rest is 13, Astoria. Fresh horse on the scene. I just think he found going from 1,100 to 1,400 against him last week. And he'll strip a much tougher horse on a backup here. No knock on the favourite. She's an absolute beauty, Frolic, and she sets up all the form here at Randwick. But it's a bigger field to get round today, and she has to just drag back from... It'll come down to track pattern with her. 15, 2, 8 and 13.
Yeah, you're 100% right. It's going to be the track pattern with this filly, Frolic, but gee whiz, her form's pretty faultless. She's got fantastic Randwick form. She's won 2 from 2 there. We saw her storm down the outside in the best ground and beat She Will Reign in the Riesling. Then she was ultra-competitive in the slipper. She unfortunately had to get cut back to the fence there and was flush on the rail. That was slightly inferior ground, but she still got to the line quite strongly. I think she's crying out for the 1,400. Michael Friedman's done a terrific job with this filly, and it's just run-of-the-race stuff that could go against her. I'm going to lean towards her to beat number 8, Invader. As Ronnie said, had that slight setback, hasn't been to the races for a month, but the Snowden boys really know how to prepare their horses, and I think this colt is one horse that is looking for 1,400. There's no doubt about that, so looking for a showing from him. 11, Ciccone, and 10, Aspect up from Melbourne. They've quinellaed the sires down there. I thought they were both big odds here. They ticked the 1,400-metre form box, the numbers that they've produced in Melbourne are significant to say that they could be competitive here. 14, 8, and the Melbourne Quinella, 11 and 10.
Darren Flindell, sorry, goes for 14 to beat 10, 9 and 4. So he's going Florek as well. 14, 10, 9 and 4. Sorry, Ron.
I agree with Michael. Best long shot there is Aspect. I'm told its coat hasn't been right in Melbourne. If it comes in glowing, give it a big tick because it just hasn't been right in Melbourne.
Okay. All right. That's the wrap of the Group 1 English sires. We now move to... Well, the legs of the quaddie, and today we've got a monster jackpot.
Yeah, $1 million guaranteed pool for the quaddie. I've been working very hard lately to save that money up to put it into the pool.
Now, you shouldn't say things like that because there's people out there that actually believe you.
Yeah, well, mate, I'll give it up a month's wages for to throw it into the quaddie today. But it's the BMW Australian Derby. And if BMW could give Ronnie another car after they've just towed his away from near this van, he'd be very appreciative. But in the BMW Australian Derby, prized icon, the Victoria Derby winner, is an $11 chance. Ginger Nuts, the New Zealand Derby winner, is the favourite at $2.80. Inference at $4.60. Jon Snow at $7.50. Sosie Bond at $12. Hardam at $16. Anaheim at $8.50. Ruth Venn is a $16 chance. Harper's Choice at $35. Hollywood Moe at $71. Impavido at $17. Righteous Mate at $126. And Shine Tax Star is a 200-to-1 chance. Well, since the market went final field on Tuesday after the barrier draw at Inglis's, Ginger Nuts has been $3.50 into $2.80 and has four times the amount of money on it than any other runner. And that second pick is Inference, who's basically been set in stone at $4.60 since Tuesday. Third pick, prized Icon, and fourth pick is Jon Snow.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, you've got Ruffin, Jon Snow and Harper's Choice all drawn out wide, side by side. I think they'll press forward. I've got Harper's Choice pressing on to take up the running from the other two, and then bunching up behind them, Hardam and maybe prized Icon. The top weight won't be too far away, but those three wide runners, I had them pressing forward, Ron.
Yeah, they look it, don't they? Like I had Jon Snow. Look, Gerald says I'm not fussed on leading, but he'll be in the first three, so you could say he's not going to be negative anyway from that outside draw. Look, I'm hoping Inference can race that little bit closer from barrier four here and be in the first six or seven. He looked to be scrambling into the going in the Guineas there last time, the Rosehill Guineas, and picked himself up, and I thought he was fantastic. Back to the Randwick, where he set up his form in the Randwick Guineas. I'm sure the distance is no problem for him. If you go back and look at the VRC Derby in the spring, I think this horse sets up beautifully here today. I'm with him. I think the danger is Anaheim. He minds his own business here, Bowman, and has last look at him at a mile and a half. Stable won this race last year. No knock at all on Ginger Nuts. What is he? He's going for five straight wins here, and it's just a matter of whether he left all his cards on the table last time. That's just a guess, and there's a pattern there, but they're all individuals, as I keep saying. And five, Sosie Bond. Now, he's the horse that had to cart Ginger Nuts into the race there at Rosehill, and I think he'll come out of that race peaking on the right day. I'm 3725, no knock on prized Icon, because he did improve dramatically last time.
Yeah, well, I'm with him, prized Icon. I think the somewhat drying tracks to his benefit, and the only flaw in his form, this preparation, was his Rosehill Guineas run where he was beaten 17 lengths. But should be remembered, he came back to Sydney from that great second-up effort at Flemington, where it was pretty much a career best. He took a backward step at Rosehill, then bounced back the other day. He's on the back-up again for the second time in a row. And he did a similar thing last preparation. He missed a place at Moonee Valley before he went on to win the derby at Flemington. So, look, if he gets the right run, somewhat drying track, I think he's right in this race, and we all know he can stay, and he's very well prepared. One on top, three Inference for second. Absolutely no knock on the horse at all. Ronnie made all the right points. He looked to be spinning his wheels, but got going again late in the Rosehill Guineas there. He did run third in the Derby last year behind prized Icon, so he's got the form to run the trip. For third, number seven, Anaheim. It closed really well in the Australian Guineas at Flemington, two starts back. Then he's another that was doing his best work late in the Rosehill Guineas. So I'm pretty sure he's looking for the 2400. And for fourth, number five, Sosie Bond. Pretty much for everything Ronnie said, he nailed it. You know, he had to drag those other runners up the other day. He's fourth up here. He's at a peak. And he, you know, he gets through the ground quite well. It's a super little race. I'm not knocking the Kiwi horses at all, but I just think, you know, they may have sort of had their peak and it's somebody else's turn. 1, 3, 7, and 5.
Darren Flindell likes Anaheim, number 7, to be 2, 3, and 4 in the BMW Australian Derby. Darren, 7, 2, 3, and 4. We move to another of the big Group 1s today. I love this in the Doncaster, but the TJ Smith, the Glen, offers up so much good horse.
Well, and the race revolves around how the track's playing, because you've got the favourite Russia Revolution's going to be there. We know where Chautauqua's going to be. He's going to be out the back.
And Fell Swoop, who's going to be right up there.
Yeah, and Speeth will get back. Voodoo Lad, where does he get a stern? He mightn't be that far away. You don't know. We were talked during the week whether he was going to run or not, Speeth and a stern. But they are running today in the Darley TJ Smith. Race 8. Well, we've got Chautauqua here, the $5 second favourite now. Malaguira's at 10. Terra Vista's at 23. Rebel Dane's at 31. Japanisma at 26. Fell Swoop going forward at 17. Speeth $9.50. Voodoo Lad at 16. Rock Magic at 26. Target in Sight 61. Tavachi 23. English at 12. A stern with the synthetic hoof filler off is a $6 chance. Russian Revolution, $4.20 and favourite. And the other runner is Darren at $61. This has been a huge go. Russian Revolution, as he was at his last start, first up in the Galaxy, as much as $8 after the draw on Tuesday, was then into 7 on Tuesday afternoon, was into 6 come Wednesday, was into favourite as of yesterday afternoon. He's got 2.5 times the amount of money on him than what Chautauqua has, who's second pick, and he's a drifter, as you would fully expect. $4.60 out to $5. Third pick is Speeth. Fourth pick, not a great deal between Voodoo Lad and a stern.
Yeah, well, Russian Revolution from that wide-ish draw just cruise across here and more than likely take up the running without much pressure. Fell Swoop will drop into the box seat. Malaguira will probably settle outside him. And then behind those, the possibilities are a stern, fresh, Japanisma, and I think Ronnie pointed it out earlier in the show, Rebel Dane. He can be there if he wants to, but they normally like to give him a bit of a smother. But, you know, the lead's up there for Russian Revolution to take it up.
I agree. And I agree with, we'll know more about this race come race time with Pat, and the Swoopers are getting a fair go, or the fence is holding up at Randwick, which has surprisingly been in past meetings here of late. I would have thought this was the best bet of the day at the price, Russian Revolution. He was always going to end up favourite Saturday morning after being 7 on Wednesday. He's got to where he should have been, and he's going to give you an almighty run for your money. He was unbelievable the other day, what he did. I know he's a hot horse, and he got stirred, he lost a plate. He had a horrible run in transit, and he pulled through. If he lifts off that, and there's no indications to say that he won't, I think he's the horse, the new kid on the block. I think Speeth is the forgotten horse here, number 7. I just like this stallion drawn outside, because he's just been getting inside runners there at Flemington, and I reckon he's been having a bit of a look at him. Like, he's a 4-year-old thinking stallion now. Now, he gets his chance to wind into it with the big Randwick Straight today, and we'll see what he's made of. Terrified at number 2, Malaguira. A lot of confidence about the camp. He's a very good sprinter when right, and it sounds like he is right here today. Best of the rest. Well, he's too good to leave out a stern. He's a beauty. Obviously, he's had his little setbacks this preparation, but must be included here. I want to mention one more horse, Voodoo Lad. He is just flying for this stable. He's really matured into a good sprinter. He was good in the Newmarket, and he is a swimmer. 14, 7, 2, and 13.
I've got the same numbers, just slightly screwed around. I'm with Russian Revolution. Everything Ronnie said is spot on there. He looked like he was melting behind the barriers, and they'd had to reshoe him. But he took it all in his stride, and he was just too good for them. I think the only box that he has to tick, in his last preparation, he had 5 runs. He did have them spaced a bit. He's on it's only 14 days between his first up and second up run here. Not that I'm saying it's an issue. It's just something he's never done before. But, you know, with a soft run up front, I'm sure he's going to have a big kick, and beautifully prepared by the Snowdens, he'd be really hard to beat. Astern, I've thrown in for second. He's had, you know, little setbacks and that, but he's had the three trials. If he turns up, he's going to be hard to stitch. He's had three preps where he's won first up every time and just blown them up out of the park. So a big watch on him. Seven for third, Spieth. Look, we know he needs a change of luck, this horse. He's had two runs up the straight at Flemington there and the Lightning and the Newmarket. Things didn't go to plan, really, in either of them. If he gets clear running, he's got an awesome turn of foot. Be really good to see him hit the line strongly with a bit of luck. And for fourth, number two, Malaguera, freshened up here, 49-day break. He's had two runs off a similar break and won them both before. He's had that nice little trial at Cranbourne, and he should go forward and get run of the race stuff to suit. 14, 13, 7, and 2.
And Darren Flindell likes Russian Revolution as well, the 14, to beat 8, 12, and 1. 14, 8, 12, and 1. And it was noted with Lizzie Jolts interviewing Peter Snowden for TV and radio this week, guys, that Russian Revolution is a hot horse. Don't be worried that if you see him sweating up, that's a natural thing, Ron.
Well, he's bounced through that. We've proved that now, so we won't panic as much this time if he does a similar sort of thing.
Let's move to, the ultimate big group one, the Star Doncaster.
Yeah, the Star Doncaster Mile. We've had a bit of a name change in the last couple of years to the Doncaster Mile. It just used to be the Doncaster Handicap, but it's the Doncaster Mile now. And we start with how Racky here is an $11 chance. Lure, Romaine, people, not Lar. It's Lure at with the synthetic hoof filler off. It's a $5.50 favourite. Palantino at $10. Toss and Stardom came out yesterday. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Happy Clapper at $8. It's somewhat $35. Ecuador at $31. A-Rod at $51, or Arod. Dibiani at $51. Redkirk Warrior, $7. McCreary at $10. We've got Endless Drama at $18. Sense of Occasion at $61. I Am a Star at $16, Haydock at $17, Antonio Giuseppe with the blinkers on and the winkers off at $15, Sons of John $101, Test of Shadow $101, Spectroscope at $12, Euro Angel is an $81 chance, New Tipperary at $41, and scratch the remaining runners there. Well, once again, this is just purely since the draw on Tuesday. Most popular runner overall is Lure Romaine. Was 6 into 5, back to 5.50. Redkirk Warrior is second pick. Now, as much as 11 on Tuesday into 7, and third pick since the draw on Tuesday would now become Spectroscope for Joe Moreira. Fourth pick is Antonio Giuseppe.
Yeah, well, Speed in the race. Well, Test of Shadow and Ecuador both drawn, you know, out past the centre of the track there. They'll both roll forward with Ecuador possibly taking up the running. Le Romain is going to press on and get into a really nice spot just behind them. I Am a Star and this other one, Redkirk Warrior, will come across. Well, I Am a Star from Barrier 1 I'll just drop to the rail, but Redkirk Star won't be too far away. And the other one, the great Gay Deceiver, Dibiani from a wide draw, has got a little bit of speed, and you know, if they want to take up a forward spot on it, they can. But Test of Shadow, Ecuador for me, Ron.
Yep, agree. I'm a Star box seating, and Le Romain won't be far away. I'm with the Clapper, Happy Clapper, for me, number 5. I know it was hardly a vintage Newcastle, Newmarket, but the way he put his head down and charged through the line tells me he's back in last year's autumn form. Last year's autumn form wins this race. It was Winks that beat him. Dangers, Redkirk Warrior really interests me. Look, there's no real wet track form to work with, but he was dominant in that Newmarket. I know it wasn't a real race down the straight, but second up here where he's unbeaten in three goes. He's got wins at a mile. He's got two wins at 2,000 metres, so don't doubt his stamina. To Le Romain, is faultless form, a deserved favourite, no doubt about that. Ticks every single box, got the right jockey, track conditions to suit. And his lead-up form is impeccable. Best of the rest is 16, Antonio Giuseppe, who's had two 2,000-metre runs under his belt. That profiles well for a race like this. I want to mention a couple of others. It's somewhat... He couldn't win when you looked at him in the yard the other day, so that tells me he's come back better than ever. And I'm very, very, very wary of all of Chris Waller's runners. McCreary, a little horse, back to handicaps, Endless Drama, and Endless Drama and A Rod, they have had a taste at the trials. You know, they're old imported horses who have just been going through the motions, and Chris has given them freshen up, let them have a taste of a win in a barrier trial, and I think they go in all long trifectas, 5, 10, 2 and 16.
Yeah, super duper race. I'm with Lou Romain here, Chris Lee's horse. As Ronnie said, he's got impeccable form. He's impressive wins his first two runs back this prep, both at Randwick. Then he was a gallant second to Winks at Rose Hill, a last start in the Rider. He ticks all the boxes re the going. He looks likely to get a soft enough run up on the speed. Huey goes back on board. Not that Glenn Schofield did anything wrong on the horse at all, but Huey certainly knows his horse inside out. And I think he's ready to get, you know, run the race of his life. For second, a happy clapper, I totally agree. Gee whiz, I think he's come up great, this horse's preparation. His Canberra run first up was awesome, where he missed the start and powered to the line. Got the job done there at Newcastle. One of the good things about this horse is his third up form. His third up run at pretty much every preparation seems to be his best. His mile form is great. And I would have anyone argue with me that the horse has never come up better. So I think he's ready to produce his career best performance today and take plenty of running down. 2 to beat 5, 13, Sense of Occasion. Just a roughie here I'm going to throw in. He's coming off an ease up. He did a 2 starts back and won a mile race here at Randwick on a rain-affected track. I think at the price on offer, he can run you a cheeky little race. And for fourth, number 9, Dibiani. Now, he's a non-winner. We all know that. But his last 3 mile runs at Randwick, two of them have been at Group 1 races. He's been a big price every time, and he's managed to run a place. He's certainly camera shy, but he's not camera shy for the minor end of the prize. So you have to put him into your exotics. 2, 5, 13,
9. Darren Flindell, he likes La Romain number 2 to beat Le Romain, to beat 19, 16 and 14. 2, 19, 16 and 14 for Darren, race 9. Guys, we're very tight on time here for the last only 3 minutes to go. Here's the market.
It's the tab, Adrian Knox, Andrew, and we've got to rush through it.
Yep.
We've got Cambridge here as a $23 chance. Perfect Rhyme at 5, and that makes it equal favourite with Mull Over at 5 with the cross nose band off.
Yep.
High Impulse, $7.50. Alma Lita at 16. Fallacy with new ownership and new colours today at $21. Lama Hilton at 19. La Chat at $7. Baser with a brow band on to try and keep its lemon down at $8.50. Dancing Hair with the blinkers off at 23. Red Heat, 26. Face Like Thunder, 26. Matron Wilson is an $18 chance. Blanco Cara at 61. Waking Moment at 31. Usina is a $51 chance. Not the most vigorous betting race on the program. Best supported runner is actually, here's one for you, Dancing Hair at $23, and it is 26 to 21 to 23.
Yeah, these fillies up to 2,000 metres, the speed map's a little bit tricky, but Almanita's going to hold a spot from a good draw. I think Perfect Rhyme will go forward, and High Impulse drawn wide there, it's another that can come across and take up a forward spot. So, yeah, a little bit up in the air with the map there.
At this stage, 3 on top, Mull Over for me. She's a nice filly on the way up. I think La Chat was sensational hitting the line in that maiden last time. 4 High Impulse. My result here, and I've backed it at big odds, is Dancing Hair. Really good push for it to get on. 3, 8, 4 and 10.
I'm 4, 3, 10 and 8. The James Cummings Quinella, I think they're both ready to progress nicely from their last start win. And I agree totally with Ronnie about number 10, Dancing Hair. It was terrific first up in a fast run race. A little bit flat second up, but I'm expecting it to bounce back. And for fourth, number 8, La Chat, has progressed nicely all 3 runs this preparation. But good race to finish the day. It's going to see how these fillies progress through to the Oaks. 4, 3, 10 and 8.
And Darren Flindell likes 3 to beat 4, 8 and 1. 3, 4, 8 and 1. Mike, on day 1 of the championships, what's your best, mate?
Look, I'm going to go cowards here. I'm not really going to have just too hard a meeting, but you're going to get some great value, and let's hope we have a great day.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good on you, Mike.
Cheers, boys.
Mike Fraser there. What about you, Ron?
This morning's price has got to be Russian Revolution now. It's not the other filly, so in Not Raymond. I'm going for switching to Russian Revolution as the best of the day. Race 8, is it number 14?
Race 8, number 14 it is. You'll be in the yard right through the day with Lizzie Jolts and Greg, and we'll get a fair bit of that coverage as well on Sky Sports Radio in addition to Sky Thoroughbred Central. Duff, enjoy day one of the championships.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be a huge day.
Yeah, for sure. Jockey's Challenge. We've got Kieran McAvoy
just in front, 3:30 over Huey Bowman, 3:80. James Doyle and Tommy Berry, 5 a pair. Any other jockey, 8. The Magic Man at 10. Brenton Abdullah, 18. Glenn Schofield, 21.
That's it for our Sydney preview. It's day one of the championship. Stay with Sky Thoroughbred Central, the Royal Randwick preview at 10:30. This is Racing HQ Saturday.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Moscato. By DeVortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
Before you book your next Toyota service, find out in advance how much it will cost and what's included, guaranteed. Search Toyota service pricing for details. Conditions apply. An accident in Douglas Park on the Hume Motorway near Menangle Road has just been cleared. Northbourne traffic starting to flow again. Nearby on the Hume in Campbelltown, and there are roadworks happening between Campbelltown Road and Narellan Road. We've got a burst water main in Villawood. That's Woodville Road near Miawarra Road, and it's affecting southbound traffic. And West Connect's works continue in St Peter's on Campbell Street between Unwins Bridge Road and the Princess Highway. Right now, save up to 25% off kids' beds during the Snooze Huge Easter Sale. Hurry, the Snooze Huge Easter Sale is on now. It's amazing what a little snooze can do. I'm Jess Capalupo on Sky Sports Radio.
Where only the best of the best are on offer. 480 of Australia and New Zealand's finest yearlings from international bloodlines carefully selected. The Inglis Australian Easter Yearling Sale. April 4 to 6 at Newmarket, Sydney. Visit inglis.com.au.
Hey! Rosie, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man, shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Find your rising star at the 2017 Capricornia Yearling Sale in Rockhampton. 95 quality yearlings, all eligible for the $200,000 Capricornia Race Series. 16 are Bob's eligible and 82 Cutis eligible, including the $250,000 Cutis Jewel. Aquas Farm Lots carry a $100,000 winner's bonus for the 2018 two-year-old sale race. Visit cqtba.com. Phone bids accepted.
Hey! Rosie, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man, shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
Buy 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
This is Racing HQ Saturday, broadcasting live from Randwick, and Brett Devine rejoins us from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, a huge day, day one of the championships, and also the added incentive of being here to watch the champion mare, Winx.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the punters. What an unbelievably spectacular Sydney day it is. A beautiful blue sky. Could we have asked for better weather for the actual running of the championships day one? And look, there is so much going on. We've got international superstars left, right and centre, and you've just mentioned Winx. What a surprise that is again this morning for anyone coming to Royal Randwick. Make sure that you're at the front of the grandstand after race one to see the mighty mare. She's going to have a special exhibition gallop over 1,000 metres with Huey Bowman, a great added incentive, the world's best horse on turf for one of the great days of world horse racing. After the last, we've got an international superstar in Ronan Keating, and that's all included in your ticket, all for free. So make sure that you get your position around the theatre of the horse, get the dancing shoes on. We'll see you and Duff down there, I'm sure, Hoster, having a little go. And look, what a great performer he is. He'll have those great dancing and singing tunes on after the last race. So in between all that, of course, we have 10 fantastic races, 4 Group 1s, and plenty of places across Royal Randwick for people to enjoy this unbelievably beautiful weather. Outside, inside, right across the new and the old members' stands. There's incentives for members all day. There's a special exhibition in the Heritage Gallery. There's incentive for ATC members. If they attend both days of the championships, they get $50 in ATC dollars for the week after. All ticketing, pre-purchase tickets, got integrated transport. It's all set up there for you, Ben. You've got a front row seat. You can see what a special day it is and a special day in terms of the weather. And Sydney Siders, don't miss your chance for one of the great days of sport and entertainment all year.
Yeah, day one of the championships it is, and Winks galloping after race one, between races one and two. It's going to be huge. Lots of people out here finalising their jobs, getting everything ready for day one, and we can't wait to watch it all unfold. Thanks a lot, Brett. I'll talk to you in an hour, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Glenn Munsey, you've got something quick? Hang on, sorry, there you go.
I'm excited because the sun's out and I can't remember a feature race day that I've come to Randwick where there is, at this stage, you'd say there is no possibility whatsoever of rain.
No.
So the fashions are going to be outstanding.
Yeah,
here.
Be
mainly
out.
The women are going to be, that means the hotter the weather, the less the material.
Yeah, no, fantastic. All right, let's go to Bendigo in Victoria. It's the feature program there today. Good four, fine weather, penetrometer 5.04. The scratchings, race one, take out one and six. Race two, 9, 11 and 12. The third, 5, 8, 10 and 12. The fourth is clear, race 5, 9 and 15. Race six is clear, race 7, 5, 6 and 17. Race 8, number 1. And race 9, number 10. So there are the scratchings. Dean Lester's online. Morning to you, Dean.
Hello, Andrew.
Bendigo always happens on this day, mate. They always have a very strong day.
They do. They're good competitive races, and it's I think a pretty tough program.
And he's still in the red, white, and blue from last night, watching it there. Mark
face painted.
Sent he sent his tips through this morning, and go Dogs. Oh, fair dinkum. He's over the top, and it's only round two. Mark Hunter, good morning.
Morning, Andrew. That one slipped out. It was a typographical error. I'm sorry about that.
Just signs all text messages like that now.
Have you got the face? Have you taken the paint off the face?
Yes. We're low-key, Hoss. We've got 20 weeks to go. We're just going along nicely.
Low-key?
Okay.
The lid's totally off.
No, the best thing to say, Mark, is you're taking it one week at a time.
Oh, please.
Right. And did Lockie behave himself last night after
He missed one from... I could have kicked it.
Well, he was terrified that he was going to get a serve off his old man.
I reckon
how he was.
How
he was going to behave if he kicked it.
I reckon he was. He should have kicked it. Anyway, the Bulldogs down in Melbourne are going great things. All right, let's have a look at them, guys. The first at Bendigo over the 1,100. Glenn?
Yeah, well, the top is out here, Iconic, so we start with Sebring Sun as a $3.40 favourite. Arujo at 13, Marwood 7.50, Lon Rockstar at 9, Boom Wah is out. Tiggy-dig at $5.50, Star Steelers at 4, Pravro at 15, and Savageu is a $9 chance. Best supported runner dollar-wise here is actually Sebring Sun. Boys did put it back up 3.30 this morning and have pushed it to 3.40 already. Marwood is the second best supported runner here. It's been 8 into 7.50 so far today. And third pick is a fair way away is the ever consistent tickety-tickety.
Dean, how do you see the first?
Yeah, I quite like this race, Andrew. I like Sebring Sun and Marwood here. Sebring Sun was a pretty good run last start at stakes level. He was wide and I thought he battled on pretty well. He should get a better run here. Speed of the race has changed a little bit with Boomer out of it. He mightn't get as far back. Sebring Sun from the draw, and I'm going to go with him to beat Marwood, who's so effective fresh. He'll be swooping home. I think he'll run very well. Tiggy-dig's just turned it completely around this preparation, become a winner. He'll be up outside the lead. He'll run well. And Star Stealer, who didn't have the best of runs in Adelaide last start, will be competitive here. 2, 4, 7 and 8.
I'll throw another one here down the bottom here, number 10, Savageu. I think it's got a few things going for it. It's back to its home track where it flies. It's back to 1,100 metres, which suits it. And it'll probably nearly be last in the run, but it's got a really good turn of foot. I think it's going well, just hasn't found suitable races, and look for it to charge late. To beat number 2, Sebring Sun, comes through the best form race. It's going to be buried inside, just needs some luck, but ready to win. Number 8, Star Stealer, was set a huge task in Adelaide last time. Probably lands outside the leader and runs well. And 7, tiggy-dig, it's flying. It should pounce on the lead and be hard to catch from there. 10, 2, 8 and 7.
And on the farewell tour, Greg Miles caused his last meeting today at Bendigo. Gee, hasn't he been getting... it's just been
whispering
unbelievable.
Is Johnny Farnham with him?
He's just going everywhere. Milesy, he'll call it Stony Creek before
I reckon, just to get a cake.
He'll take that boat up the Murray River.
He favours number 2, Sebring Sun, in the first. 2, 8, 10 and 5. And he finishes this time next week.
2 weeks. Easter Saturday.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Sorry, it is 2 weeks to Easter.
And a change in the first again then. Marwood 750 into 650. There's been 1530 on it since the boys started their look at race one.
Righto, so that's race one. Race two here at Bendigo over the 1,000.
Yeah, we start with Ashlaw here. The toppy is a $6 chance. Blue Tycoon at 750. If not, now when at 14. Carlingford at 26. Sacred Sham, the favourite at $2.20. Board de Gain at $10. Liberty Song, 26. Pearl Congenial at 12. Ponte Roma is out. Terinda at 8. Scratch the bottom two. Only one they've got interest in here is Sacred Sam. Was 370 in a full field, but Ponte Roma was 750. She's beneficial, and Divertante were both $26 chances, but did go back up 220 this morning, which it remains.
Okay, Mark, race two?
Yeah, best of the day, Hoss, number five, Sacred Sham. I thought its debut win wasn't that impressive on debut, and the format of the race has been no good, but then it went to Sandown and was fantastic. It should park just behind the speed here. If it doesn't win, I don't know where to go. I think it's a good thing to beat number two, Blue Tycoon. Comes back from a spell, has trialled up okay. Eight, Pearl Congenial. It'll go forward. There's a fair bit of pressure, but it'll give you a sight. And 10, Terinda, next best. Five stands out for me from 2, 8 and 10.
I'm going to go with number one, Ashlaw, here. I know he's back in distance. Gee, I think he's a good little galloper. He's won 4 out of 5, and I think he's just a little bit over the odds, even with the big weight. Certainly Sacred Sham can win. That was a good run last start, and he's obviously made very good improvement from his first to his second run. If he keeps going on that path, he'll probably win. 10, Terinda, has been gelded since his last campaign, trialled up okay, and Blue Tycoon, I think, lost his way last preparation, but has trialled up nicely. One each way from 5, 10, 2.
Bit of value there. Number one, Greg likes 8 to beat 1, 5 and 2. 8, 1, 5 and 2. Race three at Bendigo, a rich two-year-old, the Vobis Gold Rush.
Yeah, well, Limestone came out of this race, who was an odds-on favourite, so this is a totally new market. We've got Wait for No One at $4.20. Seized is a $7 chance. Speed Street at $3.80. Barney Allen, not a bad bar down at St Kilda either, at $26. El Phoenix is a scratching. Low Level Flying at $61. Sun Quan at $3.50 and favourite. Limestone out. Pure Scott at 9. Cameron Diazla is a scratching. Je Suis Tycoon at 9. Tantat Flame is a scratching. The best supported runner now, and well, basically all of the money's come for it since Limestone came out, is Sun Quan. Second pick is just Je Suis Tycoon.
Oh, please. Dean, race three.
I am going
Dean was blown away by
you. You missed the one during the week. There was a horse in called My Friend Charlie, so I renamed it Mon Ami Charlie.
Just for young rock star, that would be you.
Yeah. Yes.
Please, don't bring him into it, Dean. You don't have to.
Don't encourage him. I'm going with Speed Street here. I thought it would win on debut, and gee, it was a good run. It had to work really hard mid-race, and ultimately the horse that beat it, Explosive Witness, might be very good, and they ran terrific time. I'm going to go with him to beat one, Wait for No One, who actually raced very well through the Blue Diamond Series. I thought his best chance was to win the preview, and then he'd be sort of battling at the longer trips, but he ran well right the way through. He can be competitive. The Munza's horse here, Je Suis Tycoon, on debut. Henry Dwyer won this race last year with the first start of this horse. I thought trialled well under a hold at Cranbourne, and another one that trialled well was Sun Quan, and the format of the trials worked out well with a stakes winner right beside him in that trial. 3, 1, 11 and 7.
Yeah, I'm with the first starter here, number 7, Sun Quan. I love that trial. Doubt on Dreaming, the second horse we saw come out and blow them away at Moonee Valley. I think he can stride forward, get somewhere up near the front, and go mighty close to winning. To beat number one, Wait for No One. It's got the good form in the race. It punches out from gate one and gives you a great sight. 2 C's and 3 Speed Street both showed good speed at the Valley. Both ran well, and they've got chances also. 7, 1, 2 and 3.
And for Greg Miles, he likes the 7 as well to beat 3, 11 and 2. 7, 3, 11 and 2 for Greg Miles in race 3. Race 4 at Bendigo, the Jayco over the 2400.
Yeah, we've got Hans Holbein here, Lloyd Williams runner, as an $8 chance. Reigning at 41, Snitzelwood at $4.60. Hail Soriano at $9, Goodwill at $5.50. Sir Laszlo at 26. Now and Zen at 41. Strike the Stars at 101. Richard of York is a $2.60 favourite. And Thunder Connection at $9. Not a massive amount of activity here, although Richard of York is 330 into 260. Most popular runner has more than double the investment on its nearest rival, which is Schnitzel Wood, who's gone 370 out to 460. Third pick, the toppy, Hans Holbein, just slightly in 9 into 8.
Mark, how do you see race 4?
I don't really like the race, Andrew. I'll pick number 1, Hans Holbein here, who, when he came across to Australia, his first run was a beauty. Then he lost his way. I think first up, he was just out sprinted, but right on the line, was going strongly. I like to jump to 2,400 metres here, and I think he can run well. To beat number 3, Schnitzel Wood. Got its own way last time, but it's just going to keep on improving with racing. It's got a good chance. 9, Richard of York. He was just one of the pack until that last run where he blew them away. Now you're being asked to take $2.60. He can win, but I think it's short odds. And fourth pick, number 4, Hail Soriano, who's had a few hurdle trials since that last run. Better suited 2,400 metres. It's another one with a chance in an even race. 1, 3, 9, and 4.
It is an even race, but I think Schnitzelwood's just a very good, genuine horse, and he makes his own luck, and he can roll along at probably a stronger speed than most of these. I think he'd be hard to beat. I think Hans Holbein's the danger. That was a really good stayers run first up, because he was going to drop out, and then right on the line, he was really kicking back hard. I think he's the main danger. 9, Richard of York, I agree. I think he's way under the odds. That was a very pedestrian tempo, and then he just sprinted off it. He won't get that luxury with Schnitzelwood in the race. I'll put him in for third. And Goodwill is another one that'll be up on the speed and a drier track. He can certainly turn it around with the weight advantage on Richard of York next best. 3, 1, 9, 5.
Greg Miles likes number 3 as well. Schnitzelwood to beat 5, 9 and 10. 3, 5, 9 and 10 in race 4. A 9 race card leading through it at Bendigo is Dean Lester and Mark Hunter. We're up to race 5. The Schweppes are benchmark 78.
Great to see my sponsors. They're sponsoring a race here, the Chairman's Handicap, and also one at Bendigo.
Yep.
Knocking over a can of Pepsi Max as we speak. Just Magical here is a $26 chance. Ashdam at 12. Broadway and First at $4.20, and that price makes it just favourite. Leodoro at 7, Passover 31, Star Fortune 31, Canny Essent $4.60, Caprizi at 21, Shavuma is out, Corum at 15, Irish Optimism at 11, Curvano at 17, Sword of Justice at 26, Orient Line is an $8 chance, and BJZ is a scratching. Not much activity here. Broadway and First, the most popular runner, was 5 into 4, back to 4.20. Second pick would be Orient Line down towards the bottom there, 11 into 9 into 8. And third pick would be Curvano at odds, 17 into 16, back to 17 for Robbie Griffiths.
Righto, the 12. Dean, how do you see race 5?
Yeah, I don't mind this race, Andrew. I like Broadway and First and Orient Line here. Broadway and First, he's just going so well. He's unbeaten at Bendigo. He's a Mildura Cup winner last start. He gets a good run from the draw, hard to beat. Orient Line comes off stakes race at his last two, down to a 78 grade. He's got the significant class drop. He'll be strong late from a good draw, probably tracking through on the back of Broadway and First. Leodoro's going well. He's a three-time winner this preparation. Just a bit of a tricky draw to overcome. And Curvano, he just puts himself in a good spot. He's a limited horse, but he keeps racing well. I've got him next best. But 3 and 14 for me here, Andrew. 3, 14, 4, 12.
I don't like this race. I found it really tough. I'll be going wide in the multiples. I'll tip number 11, Irish Optimism, coming from overseas. I thought, look, one paced overseas, but a recent jump out, I thought it showed a bit more dash. I'm just hoping it can take block midfield and finish over the top to beat number 4, Leodoro. It's flying, this horse. The jump to 1,300 won't worry it. Little tricky barrier, but the kid's riding well. Number 8, Caprizi, I think getting fitter. Got the blinkers off. Gets a good run from gate 1. He just couldn't make any ground on that track last time. And 3, Broadway and First. Can certainly win. Getting up in the weights, but gets a lovely run from the draw. 11, 4, 8 and 3.
Greg Miles likes number 3, Broadway and First, to beat 11, 2 and 7. 3, 11, 2 and 7 in race number 5. We discuss this every year, Dean, with Bendigo, and I think there's another one coming up shortly that gives these city tracks a bit of a rest after the autumn.
Yeah, well, it was Mornington last week. They've swapped them around, yeah. So it was Mornington last week and Bendigo this week, and then we're back to, I think we've got 3 consecutive Caulfields and then back to Flemington. But, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Just gives it little freshen up, and it's a good time of year to do it.
Plus, they've made it into a really strong program. I mean, it's it might, people go Bendigo, but there's good quality prize money and everything else to go with that.
Well, there's the two-year-old race is worth $250,000. The Golden Mile's now listed, and the Guineas has now got listed status. And you know, in time to come, maybe the next race we're about to talk about, the Gold Bracelet, will probably get black type in time as well.
Yeah, with years of having the continuity. Let's have a look at this race, Glenn. The Gold Bracelet, race six at Bendigo.
Yeah, Canniana here. The toppie's a $19 chance. Catch a Fire at $9. Whistle Baby at $3.30 makes it favourite. Savannah Moon at $51. Jalan Jalan at $4.20. Queen of Wands at $17. Amarilla $26. Diamond Baroness at $6. Lopetiga at $18. Quillate at $7.50. Give us a go. At $16. Most popular runner here, Whistle Baby, went up as much as $6. First markets on Wednesday. It's been averaged out at around about $4.20. It's a $3.30 chance at the moment. Jalan Jalan, who went up at $5, it's now $4.20. They totally dominate the market here. A long, long, long way away the rest.
Righto, Mark, we'll give you first crack at the Gold Bracelet, race six.
Ross, I think this is the best value for the day here, number 11, Give Us a Go. It's come back from a spell in terrific form. That last run, fourth up the straight, was in the wrong part of the track. It kept going strongly through the line, jumps to 1,400 metres. We saw it on Melbourne Cup Day, run a terrific race behind Demonstrate. It's got a little tricky draw. I just hope he lets it balance up and let rip down the middle, and I think it'll run fantastic. To beat number five, Jalan Jalan, terrific last time. It's got a good hope, just doesn't win out of turn. I think two Catch a Fire gets a lovely run from gate one, and 10 Quillate, who's going well, should also get a good run from the draw. 11 each way for me from 5, 2 and 10.
I'm going here with Jalan Jalan. I think she's going really well. That first go up 1,400 metres last start was a terrific run, and she'll be up on the speed. I think she'll race well. Whistle Baby will need everything to go right to run a strong 1,400, but the draw has helped. I think she's a little bit under the odds. Two Catch a Fire gets, and she's another one that gets a pretty good run here with D Dunn in the saddle, and certainly Give Us a Go. I've been batting up for her in recent weeks, and she's getting to a trip that suits. She's there with a chance, but a pretty open race. 5, 3, 2, and 11.
Greg Miles likes number two Catch. Number two Catch a Fire to beat 8, 5, and 10. 2, 8, 5, and 10 in the Gold Bracelet. Race 7, and another of the big features there, the Golden Mile.
I'm here, Andrew, if you've got any dramas.
I knew you'd be there to jump in, but just a little cough.
Okay, but that's all right. Burning Front here in the Golden Mile is the $3.30 favourite. Hiyoshi at $7.50. Jackanoid Bay at $21. Longer On at $16. Scratch the next two. Zabrins at $6.50. Observational $26. Tarquin at $18. Genuine Lad at $101. Show a Star at $6. Buy the Grace 51. Domino Vitale at $17. Plot the Course at $16. Archfire 101. War Legend 11. Battle Camp is out. The Ruffies General Custer 126. And Juro Canyon is a 200-to-1 chance. Most popular runner here is the favourite, Burning Front, looking for win number, what is it, about six or seven in
six,
a row?
Six, I think, in a row, yeah.
Yeah, he's the most popular runner, has more than double the investment on its nearest rival, which is actually Longer On. And another one out of the market is third pick in Plot the Course.
Dean, the Golden Mile for you, a listed race?
Andrew, I'm going to go with Burning Front. He's just such a reliable horse. It's hard to tip against him. He's got a big weight, but he makes his own luck, and I think he'll run very well again. I think Plot the Course, depending on how the track's playing, he'll probably go back and come with a swooping run if that's a chance to be able to do that today. He's a legitimate winning chance, I think, also. Show of Stars, the other speed horse, they let him roll last start finally, and he got a good result out of him at Flemington. And Observational, a previous winner of this race, I thought it was encouraging signs with his run at Cranbourne. He worked home well, gets the blinkers on here, and he could be in the mix as well. 1, 14, 11 and 8.
Yeah, I'm with the toppy two, Burning Front. He's just too good a horse to ignore. He'll go forward, probably sit outside the leader. He just finds a way to win, and he's got a great hope of doing it again. Put number 16, War Legend, in for second. Come back from a spell in fantastic form. Arguably should have won last time, just needs some luck from the draw. 11, Show a Star, looks to be the leader in the race and can only be getting fitter. And 7, Zabrins, going really well, going to be completely buried inside, needing luck. But if the brakes come, has got some chance. 1, 16, 11 and 7.
Greg Miles likes Burning Front as well. 1 to beat 14, 11 and 8. 1, 14, 11 and 8 in the Golden Mile. The Bendigo Guineas, sponsored by Rich Enough, who stands at
Woodside Park.
Woodside Park. Thank you for the pick up there, Glenn. Let's have a look at it. Race 8.
Told you I'm always here for you, Andrew. The answer, my friend, is not there. He's blowing in the wind up in Sydney. Archie Barber at $5.50. Sort of Light at 13. Atlantic Express at 21. Milwaukee's a $9 chance, so Poised at $8.50. Mandalay Bay at $7.50. Sherpa Trail, 26. Casio is a $6.50 chance. Waterloo Sunset, 7. Plenty to Like, 26. Get Ready for Love, 18. Nina's Ballerina, a $7 chance. So a wide market here. Archie Barber for the Godolphins, the favourite at $5.50. Well, the answer, my friend, with it out, and it was around about an even money chance. Most popular runner dollar-wise now becomes Waterloo Sunset for the Hayes organisation. Second pick is Casio.
Righto, Mark. The Guineas for you, race 8.
I'm with number 7, Mandalay Bay here. I think it's a pretty good horse. That last run behind Haydock before a spell, where it didn't have much luck, I'm not sure many of these could run as well as that. It'll probably be last in the run. It trialled well. It was a few weeks ago, but did trial really well. You can usually run on this day. Look for it to be charging. To beat number 13, Nina's Ballerina. Terrific win first up. Going to love the 1,400 metres and gets a beautiful run from the draw. I thought 10, Waterloo Sunset. Ran really well first up, will be fitter. And I threw number 6, So Poised, who won a weaker race last time, but is going well. 7 for me from 13, 10 and 6.
I'm going with 9, Casio here. I think he might be a pretty good horse. The Boo win at Sale was excellent. Against the Pattern of the Day last start was a very good run, and I think 1,400 will suit. But I think Nina's Ballerina's the strong danger. I think they're both promising horses from the inside draw. Ran really quick time and that last bit of the race at Bendigo last start was outstanding. Archie Barber's the only horse in the race dropping in grade. I think can be competitive. And I've put in Milwaukee Next Best, who comes off a win last start, beating a subsequent winner and looks to have come back quite well. But I think 9 and 13 are really progressive horses. 9, 13, 2 and 5.
Greg Miles likes number 7, Mandalay Bay, to beat 2, 13 and 9. 7, 2, 13 and 9 for Greg in race 8. And the day at Bendigo wraps up at 5.30 here, Glenn. 1,400 metre race.
Yeah, Magnapel's a $31 chance, so is Lord Geranti. Settenham at 21, Harada Full at 7, Tadai Tondo 21, Sadaka's a $5 chance. Top Me Up, the $4.20 favourite. Bradman at 18. We've got Unbreakable at $4.60. Chamois Road is a scratching. Pay Up Bro, $6.50. Scarpa Cove at 26. And Celtic Tiger is a $51 chance. Best supported runner here is Harada Full. Now, it did go up as much as $17, but Chamois Road, who is the scratching here, was the original favourite. Second favourite in the race at $4.40. So Harada Full, the best supported runner. Pay Up Bro's second pick. Third pick would be just Bradman in front of Tadai Tondo.
Righto, Dean, the last for you.
Yeah, pretty keen here on Pay Up Bro each way. Third up from a spell, I reckon that's about when he strikes. He's probably been thwarted by two slowly run races his first two runs in. I just think third up, he's just about ready to go. I think he's got a great chance. Harada Full's trialled well. He's a really versatile horse and he's good fresh. The way he's been going at the trials, I'd suggest he could run well first up. Bradman had too much weight and 1,600 too far for him last start. Back to 1,400 suits with the lighter weight. And Unbreakable was sound winning first up. I think he probably needs further now, but with 52 on his back, can be competitive. But pretty keen on 11 each way from 4, 8 and 9.
Come with number 4, Harada Full here. It hasn't raced for a long time, but looks to have trialled terrific. It's got a sticky gate, just has to slot in somewhere just off midfield. Get a toe into the race, and the way it trialled, it should really let down well. To beat number 6, Sadaka, ran third last time, maybe should have finished closer, gets a lovely run up the front. 7, Top Me Up, will be the leader. Not convinced it runs a strong 1,400. I know it won at it last time, but that was on the best part of the track. And fourth pick, number 1, Magnapel at big odds. He's got some terrific 1,400 metre runs early in his campaign. Wouldn't shock to see him run well here at 4, 6, 7 and 1.
Greg Miles in the last likes 6 to beat 9, 7 and 4. 6, 9, 7 and 4 in race 9 at Bendigo. Mark, you've tipped us a couple of each ways there, but what's your ultimate best?
I'll go race 2, number 5, Sacred Sham is the best, and each way race 8, number 7, Mandalay Bay.
Righto. So that's 2-5 and 8-7 for you. Good on you, Mark. Enjoy today, mate.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. And what about you, Dean?
Andrew, I like first and last. I like Sebring Sun in the first race, 1, number 2, and in the last race, 9, number 11, Pay Up Bro.
Righto. So they're the two for Bendigo. The first there at 12:25. Randwick, mate, we're on a heavy eight, but it's beautiful weather here. It will make some improvement today, given what we've got on top of what we had yesterday with very windy conditions. Have you spotted anything up here?
Andrew, I thought that Sweet Cherry would run very well. I know Raymond will be hard to beat, but Sweet Cherry was an enormous run first up at Flemington. I think she'll run well. And one that I'd take absolutely no notice of her last run, and she's big odds in the last, is Dancing Hare. They put the blinkers on and she charged forward and ended up dropping out. But she's a lot better than that. The blinkers come off. She could improve at a big price.
It's been the one that both Ron and Duff mentioned.
Yeah, most popular runner in the last race, Dino, is Dancing Hare. It's a $23 chance still after it went back up $23 this morning. So best supported runner in the last, and Ron did think it had a good chance at odds as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And as you know, for the last 8 weeks, Munns, I've been cheering for Antonio Giuseppe to run in the Doncaster.
Oh, well, that's because, Dino, those people that tune into Punters Postmortem, 9 o'clock here on Sky Sports Trade over Monday, may have snapped up the $201 when a certain person said, I wouldn't be surprised if he could be aimed at the Doncaster.
Mm. That was when he was favoured for the Sydney Cup.
Yeah, exactly. And just on that, Chris Waller has put out a note this morning that Fox Play will run. It's their intention to run Fox Play in the Group 1 Coolmore Legacy next Saturday over a mile, and not the Australian Guinea. So that's in a release this morning from Chris Waller. Fox Play to run in the Coolmore Legacy and not the the Australian Guineas next Saturday here on day 2 of the championships.
And in that race, Fox Play is an $8 chance in the Coolmore Legacy.
I think that's a great idea.
We didn't have the Australian Guineas.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. Righto. Good on you, Dean. We'll hear from you through the day. And again, hopefully, when you're celebrating on Monday on Punters Postmortem.
Good on you, guys.
Thanks. On shots, Dino.
Dean Lester there and Mark Hunter looking at...
Here they come for Dancing Hare. Yeah. Here they come for Dancing
Hare. Well, we've got listeners, and they're very loyal, and viewers as well.
Since Dino said, and I said there's been $1,500 out of it, there's now 2,043. So there's 500 in the last 90 seconds.
Okay. Well, that's good to know that people are on, and let's hope it runs well. That's the most important thing now.
And that's a great bonus of having Larry here
with us. Larry, the laptop. Can you please leave us with a jockey's challenge or two? And reminding, of course, for day one here of the championships, $1 million guaranteed on the legs of the quaddy.
Yeah, but the jockey's challenge at Bendigo, Bo Merton's favourite, 240. Dwayne Dunn, 4. Ben Allen, 460. Michael D, 8. Ben Thompson, 11. Also, any other jockey, 11. Daniel Moore, 21. Chris Simons, 51. Here at Royal Randwick, Kieran McAvoy, 330. Hugh Bowman, 380. James Doyle, Tommy Berry, 5 a pair. Any other jockey, 8. Joe Marira, 10. Brenton Abdullah, 18. Glenn Schofield, 21. Also a market on the Nathan Berry Medal, which is the championship races and the country and provincial championship.
Hugh Bowman trying to win a third.
Yeah, I think Hughie's favourite in that one.
Okay, so all those markets open at tab.com.au. And just repeating in that release that we received this morning from the Dubbo Turf Club, that Rhinos are to race at Dubbo in an exhibition gallop on June 16. It's all a part of the Dubbo Chamber of Commerce and Industry promotion for race meeting and the launch of the 2017 Rhino Rewards. The local track manager, Damien Johnston, believes the gallop will be a good gauge for the track that day, and already the stewards are over it saying that the improvement in the track with the recent drainage work will certainly assist. So Rhinos to race at Dubbo on June 16. We can't wait for that to unfold. And unfolding next, it'll be a preview of Brisbane racing at Doomben.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $1 million guaranteed quaddy pool on day one of the championships at Royal Randwick today. And a $10,000 guaranteed first four pool on every race at Wentworth Park tonight. Now you can check your ticket and collect your winnings anytime, anywhere. Check, collect, celebrate with the Tab app. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app at tab.com.au or at your local. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Join multiple Group 1 winners, Triple Crown Syndications and Bjorn Baker in the thrill of racehorse ownership. Shares are available now in this exceptional filly by Medaglia d'Oro, bred on the exact same cross as scintillating Golden Rose winner Astern. Be part of the Triple Crown winning team and race this exciting filly towards next year's Magic Millions and Golden Slipper. Call now on 9499 5212 or visit triplecrown.com.au. Triple Crown. Live the dream. AFS 307377.
Ronan returns to Royal Randwick for the championship. Witness an electrifying set by international megastar Ronan Keating as he returns to Royal Randwick to close out day one of the championship, the grand finals of Australian racing.
I love it when we do, when we do.
Don't miss this live performance in the Theatre of the Horse after the last race today at Royal Randwick. Included in your race day ticket. Get yours today at theatc.com.au.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
Well, there's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly. The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by Tab. Bet you'll love our $1 million guaranteed quaddy pool on day one of the championships today. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ broadcasting from Randwick. So much activity here ahead of day one of the championships. Today we're also watching plenty of racing from Queensland. Thankfully, the weather has improved and we're certainly on at Doomben. The track has kicked in. Michael Maxworthy, just before I go through the scratchings, we're at a heavy eight and there's even chance of further improvement, they're telling us.
No doubt about that. I was at the track this morning at 6 o'clock and they put a couple of horses over the course proper, Andrew. And, you know, the talk was it could have been a soft seven, but they're just erring on the side of caution and going with a heavy eight. But I've done all the form today on a soft seven. I'll be very surprised if we don't get an upgrade around about the first or second race.
Righto. Heap of scratchings. I'll go through them now. Race one, take out 4 and 12. Race 2, 2, 8 and 11. Race 3, the scratchings are 1, 4, 7 and 10. Race 4, 1, 3, 9 and 10. Race 5, the scratchings are 5, 7, 10, 12 and 13. Race 6 at Doomben, you can take out 1, 6, 9, 10, 14, 15, 17 and 18. Race 7, the scratchings are 1, 3, 6, 8, 10 and 14. And race 8, 12, 15 and 16. So they're the scratchings for Doomben today. You've learned about the track, so let's have a look at them. Maxie, give us your thoughts here on the first, because there's a push here for Koori Chase, number 10. I'll give you the market in just a moment. It won a trial by 16 lengths on Tuesday.
Yes, she's been ready to go for around about a month, but she's been scratched because of heavy tracks, but they're going with her. What gives them a little bit more confidence is that trial was on a heavy eight. Now, I think we're going to be around a soft seven, so the track condition's not going to be a problem. I've actually seen her jump out a couple of times, and she's very, very smart, this filly. And then she confirmed that with that stroll in the park at Deegan on Tuesday. She was given a little bit of a dig turning into that short straight at Deegan and then put back on the bit, and she beat them in very fast time. I can see Wudang Blade from barrier number 5 probably leading here. This filly Koori Chase has got a lot of natural speed too. I think she'll probably go and sit up in second, and I think she'll win. I got her in on top, number 10, Koori Chase, to beat the one Nick's Reward. It's 1 for 1. He's above average. 2, Wudang Blade, who's on a backup. He does have high speed. And then number 9 has been trialing well at the coast for Toby Edmonds. Boom, boom, epic. 10, 1, 2 and 9.
It's been 4 into 370 this morning, your top fancy of the 10. Nick's Rewards, the second pick at $4.80. Race 2, benchmark 75 race with Tab fixed odds. One margin traders the favourite at 460. Karaka Beale at 5.50, along with Spirit of Kiowa. But number one's the favourite here.
Yeah, confidence level not high here, Andrew. It's a tricky one over the 2,200 metres. My top two, the one from four, Margin Trader from Karaka Beale. They're coming off moderate last night performance at the Gold Coast, but I'm going to give them another chance, in particular the one, Margin Trader, because he was so good, two back at Eagle Farm, rounding them up and scoring, you know, with plenty of authority. And then he went up a grade in the Transporter race. He's back in class here. So I'm just hoping that he can do the job for us today, number one, Margin Trader. He certainly has the ability to beat four, Karaka Beale, who's out to 2,200 metres, and I think the speed of this race will suit him, a nice leisurely tempo where he can be on the pace. Then number nine, Endless Dom. His only win was this track and distance, and he's been pretty consistent since then. And then number 12, Pilot Society. She only won a maiden last Sunday at the Sunny Coast, but she looked beautiful in the yard, and she blitzed them. I think she's up to running top four here, albeit up dramatically in grade. 1, 4, 9, and 12.
1, 4, 9, and 12 in race two. Race three. Can I hear Ronan Keaton music?
And Andrew, stay here.
Can
you've
I hear
radio
Ronan
show
Keaton music?
Maxie, you've never seen a bloke fawning over someone so much in all of your life. He's on 1,000 a mention every time he says the bloke's name. They're having a sound check up here in the theatre of the horse.
Is he up there now?
And he wants to leave. I'm going to have to padlock him to the seat.
Let's
it's
move
only
to race.
A sound check. And imagine when he starts singing those numbers.
Oh, no. I'll be there at the front. I'll be there with waving hands and doing everything.
He'll have his silk pants on and his shirt undone to the belt. No, he'll be grooving. He'll oil himself up. Oh, it'll be sickening.
I'm turning your mic off. Race three, here's a class three plate. Penalino, number 12, is the fixed odds favourite at $3.50.
Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised about that. She's racing well, but in easier grade. She's been second of the three runs back from the spell. Blinkers removed from Pinolino today. I'm going with the eight here, each way, Sahara Siren, trained by Alan Jones. Now, this filly is first up. She hasn't raced for 2 months. She's first up over the mile. Now, that's not going to be easy, but these Kiwi trainers are quite shrewd. They get them going well, fresh up. There's something about this filly. I think they've got bigger targets for her during the winter. So number eight each way, she'll sit back with the claim. I think she can finish over the top of them. To beat number six, American Diva, nine timeless lady, graduating back to town today after a couple of really good runs at the Sunny Coast. She can run very smart final sectionals, timeless lady. This is very suitable for her. And then I've got 12 Pinolino in for fourth. But happy to go eight each way, 6, 9, and 12.
To race number four, and with tab fixed odds here, number two, Too Good to Refuse, $2, Brazen Moss at $3, and Dance of Heroes at $6.50. Too Good to Refuse on an improving track back in Brisbane today.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And by gee, that $2, I reckon, is too good to refuse. Just take it, folks. I think the only thing that might go against him is a lot of travel. He's had a fair bit of racing through the summer. And he's going to have a lot more going towards the winter. But look, this is a massive drop back in grade for him. But when you consider he's only 2 kilograms over the minimum handicap, I think he's a good thing, number two, Too Good to Refuse. If you go back and have a look at his run behind Happy Clapper at Newcastle in the Newmarket, very good. Last 100 metres was fantastic. Track and distance stats, three goes, a winner, second and a third. The mile, an improving track, all that, Andrew, I think he wins. To beat number eight, Fast Arrow, I'm going to take him in the Quinella. I don't think he can test Too Good to Refuse at the handicaps, but he can certainly run second in this race. The seven, Brazen Moss, is graduated to Open Company, coming off an easier race at the Gold Coast. And he's got a lot of supporters today. And then I've got number four, Shoreham. It gets fairly thin after the top three here. 2, 8, 7, and then four.
Righto, to race five on this eight-race card, and we've got Mount Nebo's the favourite here, fixed odds number one at 360, Tasani Tomso number nine at six, and Sharp Hustler also here at $6. Maxi, in race five, the open handicap over the sprint trip.
Yeah, I'm going to try the 15 here, Sharp Hustler, first up with the Spelly Switch Stables. He's now with Chris Munts. He's got a nice turn of acceleration, this fellow, and his fresh record is quite good. Originally, the alley looked nasty, but with the scratching, he comes into 11, which is still not ideal over the 1,050 at Durnford, but he doesn't have any natural speed. There's a lot of pacey sorts lining up here. He'll get back. He'll probably give them five or six lengths, but if they can run on today, look for him to be charging home number 15, Sharp Hustler, nice and fresh. One Mount Nebo, just a little concern that he's giving away a lot of weight here, giving a lot of horses about 5 kilos. His first up run in much harder competition in Sydney last prep was very good. Alan Denham gave him a trial before he brought him to Brisbane. He ran second in that trial, but he could have won it quite easily. So he's primed for a first up win, Mount Nebo, and he loves rain-affected tracks. 3 Rocky King, the likely pacemaker here, and with a claim he can hold on. And then number 9, Tasani Tomso, who'll get back, usually runs on. 15 each way to beat 1, 3 and 9.
Okay, to race number 6, a benchmark 75 race here, and Blackjack Bella. Number 3 is the favourite at 310. Sly Deeney at 480. And Old Smokey's the next one in the tab. Fixed odds market at $8.
Yeah, what price is the 8 horse here, Andrew? My firecracker.
$8.50. So it's on the fourth line of betting at the moment, mate.
See, he's been racing well, this fellow. Trained by John Spurred at the Gold Coast. John's a very good horseman. And this horse has only had 13 starts for 5 wins. He's won his last 3. Going through the grades beautifully. One at Bow Desert, then one at the Gold Coast, and then was impressive winning at Doomben. I think he can make it 4 on the trot. I think this race sets up beautifully for My Firecracker. To beat number 5, Sly Deeney, it's all about getting his hooves into the ground, and he'll get them into the soft ground today, Sly Deeney. I'm sure he can run a top 3. Then 3, Blackjack Bella, who was a bit better last time. I thought she would have gone a little bit better this campaign, Blackjack Bella, but she gets a chance to prove me wrong today. And then number 7, Old Smokey. Good first up at the sunny coast. 8 to beat 5, 3 and 7.
To race number 7, a class 6 over the 1350. And the tab app tells me number 13, All That is the fixed odds favourite at 330. Time to Talk at 4. And Pratan number 4 is at 550.
Yeah, I think she'll win the favourite, All That Is. It just all adds up. She won this track at distance on a heavy 10. She's had 4 goes on a soft, which it'll be by the time we get to this race, for 3 wins. Perfectly placed by Barry Baldwin. His stable is firing at the moment. That gives me a little bit more confidence. And a little claim there for Lani Fancourt, who knows this mare well. I think she's a good thing. 13, All That Is. To beat number 9, Time to Talk. No luck, 2 back, and then he almost got up last start. He's very genuine. Then I got the 4 in for 3rd, Breton. He won a trial on Tuesday as well at Deegan. It usually goes okay fresh. And then I got number 15, Solar Burst. She's 3rd up in the spell. But 13 to win, to beat 9, 4 and 15.
The last here, number 2, Our BB, is the favourite in the cutest 3-year-old at the moment. It's $2.80. Cubist number 7 at $6.50, and number 3, Victory 8, is third line market with tab fixed odds, $8.
A little bit like that one in race 7 that I like, Andrew. All that is, I can't find any faults at all in number 2, Our BB. This is the filly. He's only had the 4 starts, the 3 wins and a 3rd, and that 3rd was behind Winning Rupert, so it's very solid form. I think provided she gets a nice run in transit, she will win. But she's one of those horses that gets back and needs luck. Last start, she was back 3rd last at the Gold Coast. And with only 51.5 on her back, she got to the extreme outside and she bolted in. 51.5 then, she's up to 55, which is a quantum leap. However, I still think it's achievable for her. Number 2, Our BB. Luck in running, we'll see her get the cash. To beat 5, Bold Shot. Now, he was in that race at the Coast. She beat him by about 3 lengths, but I like him at 13.50, and he's going to get a soft run. I think he's the danger. Then number 10, Bodacious. She was also in that race, but forced to come very wide, turning into the straight, better drawn here. And then 3, Victory 8. His 2 wins, the sunny coast, since coming up from Victoria, have been very good. He's well handicapped here with Adam Sewell's allowance. 2, 5, 10 and 3 in the last.
Righto, standout.
Yeah, a couple of them. We're going to go all up like we did last week. A couple of shorties got up last week, but we got our round of drinks, and I think we can do the same again today. 4-2, too good to refuse. I like the $2 on tab, if it's still there. All up into 7-13, All That Is.
Okay, 4-2 and 7-13. Good on you, Maxie. Good to know that track will keep improving. We're on the heavy, but every chance of getting to a soft 7. Thanks a lot, mate.
Okay, thank you. Enjoy Randwick.
Good on you, mate. Michael Maxwell. I tell you, there is an absolute hive of activity out here. People just finalising everything, and the sun is absolutely out and about here. I'm looking from our vantage point. There is... Hang on. There's... Ronan Keating.
Please sit down.
And Ronan's going to be singing here at 6 o'clock in the Theatre of the Horse. Here's a Ronan Keating man, Wayne Harris. Morning, Wayne.
Morning. Who's got a man crush?
No, I like Ronan Keating music. You'd know Ronan. Don't give yourself up.
Yeah.
You'd like.
I don't know him personally, but yeah, his music's good.
No, his music is good. Hey, mate, the good news is we're racing at Kembla.
Can you believe it? And it comes out. Beautiful day.
Yeah, magnificent. So we're on a heavy eight, rail at three, and fine weather, which is fantastic. They deserve to have a meeting on as well. The scratchings, race one clear, race two take out 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 11, and 15. Race three, it's 2, 9, 11, and 13. Race four, 2, 4, 5, 8, 14, and 17. Race five, the 8 and the 9. Race 6, the scratchings are 1 and 9. Race 7, clear. And race 8, 3 and 9. Righto, Wayne, let's get stuck in. We've got about 10 minutes to have a look at the card. So in the first with Tab Fixed Odds, number 2, Super B, is the $2.90 favourite.
Absolute lock for Andrew. I suppose all those meetings off too, we're going to have a pretty decent track as we did here on Classic Day. Race very fairly the day, although being heavy. As I said, this is a lottery here, the first. I end up marking them this way. I could probably change them come race time. 1, 3, 2, and 4. Crosley Hotshot. I thought it was a much better run at his last start there at Goulburn the other day. The track just got progressively worse there, but I thought he put in on that occasion. He should be near his peak now, so I've got him on top. I thought number 3, Reckless Russell. He's ridden on speed the other day at Hawkesbury, and I reckon he's ridden a bit quieter. He's better there, and he's always around the money. Having his first run at 2,000 for a fair while, so he'll need a bit of luck there. But I've got him as the main danger. I don't know what to think of Super B the other day. He loomed up to win. I thought he was a touch disappointing there at Hawkesbury, and I just thought his prior form was quite good. So you've got to throw him in there somewhere. And a horse will be getting near his peak now, and 10 out of the wet, number 4 from Pentridge. So I've gone that way, 1, 3, 2, 4, and an absolute lottery.
Righto, we'll listen and watch for more on that a little while later. Race 2, the 2-year-old maiden over the 1,000. Pricing Power down the bottom, number 13 for Chad Lever. It's the $3.50 fixed odds favourite, just ahead of Red Zephyr at $3.70.
I went the other way, Andrew. I've gone 8, 13, 12 and 9. Set of colours we haven't seen go around for a while either. Back on the circuit is the Domelier, Mr Chen colours. With Red Zephyr. Now, this horse went down when in the English banner race in September at Moonee Valley, and nothing went right on that occasion. His trials have been good before he went there, and then this time in, he's trialled quite well, and both those won heavy tracks too. They were nice trials. I expect him to be hard to beat from Barrier 1, the Waterhouse Bot combination, and Paul King, always very, very hard to beat. But I thought Clary's Filly, number 13, Price and Power, obviously has ability. Should have won last prep at Gosford before going for a spell. Trials have been terrific coming into this second, a Serena Vayner trial, and then one an all-weather trial the other day. So it's the main danger here. Obviously, it's going well enough. Lightly raced one, first starter, number 12, Pendaloop. Nice, sensible type from its trials, and it's been placed in its only 2 trials, and they were both on wet tracks too, from a good draw. Just keep it in your thoughts. And I thought the other one was number 9, Territorial. Could be an improver from a good stable. So 8, 13, 12 and 9.
Race number 3, a 1,200-metre maiden. Diamonds are number 1. Pretty short here. $2.15 at the moment, Tab. Fixed odds. Fiery Emberence at $4.40. And Polar Set number 12 at 5. They absolutely dominate at the 1, 6 and 12.
I think the first starters here are a bit of a question mark, Andrew. I think we'll watch the market there. But it's hard not to tip number 1, Diamonds are. Fox Red Skelding from the Waterhouse Bot Camp. Paul King to ride. Blinkers go back on today. I've got to say, it was very, very disappointing first up there at Newcastle. Put in an ordinary one after trialling very well coming into that. And its only career run was second to Russian Revolution in a 2-year-old maiden midway through last year. So he actually won that race and lost it on protest. And what's Russian Revolution gone on to do since? So if you can just shut your eyes and forget about that run at Newcastle, he's hammered in the betting there too. So give him another chance, Diamonds are. I thought the dangers, as I said, a couple of these first starters, 3 Passage of Time from James Cummings' camp looks promising, won a trial recently, and looks like it's got plenty of upside. Of the others, I thought there was a filly there that tried well from Ronnie Quinton camp, number 8, Ken Dream. She looks, her trials were quite good. And the other one I'll throw in is probably number four, Rockin' Red Rocket, has shown glimpses of ability. This is his third prep. We'll look for him to start doing something. So 1, 3, 8, and 4.
Passage of time at $13 and nearly $3 the place, number three at this stage with Tab Fixed Odds. To race four at Kembla this afternoon, and on Tab Fixed Odds, number seven, Non Pareil, is at $4, Paranto at $4.60, O'Reilly Cyrus at $5.
I've got 1, 7, 10, and 3. I thought number one, Paranto, a former Kiwi, now with Amanda Turner, Mauro Paletti. He's looked good in winning his trials. His last trial was on a heavy track. Only thing in New Zealand, he won over, I think, 13 and 1400. Now, this is 1200 here today that he kicks off. But these two trials were over around the 800 metre distances, and he looked very, very sharp. Jumped out and led in both those trials, and looked like he had plenty in hand. So I think he's pretty smart, but he'll get a good fight from the Godolphin fillies here. Number seven, Non Pareil, resumes from a spell here today. Has run very well fresh before. Two trials coming to this have both been on very wet track, and her only win was here at Kembla last prep. So I think it's the best of the two, although number 10, which is Angerad, it's another one resuming from a break here today, did contest some black tight races in Victoria last prep and has won first up before. So I think it's got to be considered there, but you don't really get a guide with the market with the Godolphin horses, but I think they'll both run well. And the other one I've got there is number three, O'Reilly Cyrus, resuming from a bit of a let-up, and did contest some nice races last prep too. And the blinkers go back on, could be an improver. So for me, 1, 7, 10, and 3.
To race number five, the Kiama League's maiden over the 1400. Memento didn't get a run here. It's starting at the moment. $2.15 with Tab Fixed Odds. Comfortable at three, and LVR at $6.
It just looks a good thing. I think number three, Memento. I've gone 3, 2, 4, 5. Was an emergency, as you know, in the size today at Randwick, and didn't get a run. Three career runs have been three very good city placings. Looks well placed here in a provincial maiden. And last run was a very good placing in the Magic Night behind Tulip. So, and Elise, they run the second there. So, gee, pretty good horses there. So, if she handles the heavy track, which she's never been on, I think she's just got a win. Of the others, too, Comfortable. It was a nice debut at Newcastle recently. You can only improve. We go to number four, which is LVR. It's a hard fit horse, knocking on the door. Look, the leader or on pace here, be pretty hard to run down. And I've thrown another lightly raced horse in, number five, Mystic Award. She put in a good debut run there at Newcastle. She looks a progressive type. So 3, 2, 4, 5. She does look a good thing on form, Andrew.
Certainly does, no doubt about that, Wayne. To race six, the Kiama Cup over the 1400. Four, Midnight Blue, 330. Two, Level Eight at 370. And then out to three, Speed Hero at 550.
A good little race here. I've gone 4, 2, 3, 5. Come back in cracking form, this prep number four, Midnight Ride, one of the two Brenda Markle runners in the race. Won very well at good odds here, first up at Kembla, and then wasn't disgraced last out on the very heavy at Colburn the other day, backing up within a week. So, just the way he's racing, I think he's got to be pretty hard to beat. Number two is a danger here, Level Eight. It's been racing very well, this prep. It's coming back a touch in distance, 22 days since its last run. It goes very well on the track here at Kembla, so I think it's the main danger. Then we go to number three, Speed Hero. It was a very good third one, resuming behind Midnight Ride here, first up at Kembla. So second up form has run well before and does normally run very well on this track at Kembla. And the other one I've thrown in is my Midnight Ride stablemate, Man of Colours. Never leave him out. He's a real knockout hope. He ran third to in Midnight Ride's race at Goulburn on Thursday. So they're both backing up quite quickly. So 4, 2, 3, 5.
Race 7 over the 1400. Mysticism number 5 is the fixed odds favourite at 380. Just ahead of Vane Elaine at 4 and Fleeting Strike at 420.
Pretty well gone the same way there, Andrew. I've gone 5, 3, 1 and 4. Mysticism. Now, she's very talented. She got over a lot further last prep. She had the one run back and she only really got going when it was all over there at Goulburn. They're on the heavy over the 12. So she goes to 1400 here today. 1.5 off for James Innes probably helps here. So if she can stay close enough to them, she's the one to beat. I thought number three would be the danger. Vane Elaine, unbeaten first up, two goes for two wins. She's talented. She had two very quiet trials here. So what's the market with her? I thought number one, Tyrone Mist. Give it another chance. She's very, very fit. She's been very disappointing in the last two runs on very wet tracks. But stable, the Snowden stable are persevering with her. So I think you've got to throw her in there, or she's got the big weight there. And the other one I'm throwing in, number four, Fluting Strike. Totally outclassed in the Kembla Grange Classic last start behind Dawn Wall, but prior form was very good, and a race like this you've got to consider. So 5-3-1-4.
Let's look at the last here. Bianca's Lad, number one, the favourite at $2 over Natch Wiley, number 12, at $6.
I've gone that the other way, 12, 1, 2, and 3. I've gone with Natch Wiley, one from Tim Martin camp. Look, it was a huge run on debut, struck a heap of traffic in the run there at Goulburn. That was over 1,600 metres on a heavy track too. Now it's had that race experience. I think it should have won that race at Goulburn. So it was in at Randwick today too and didn't get a run. So I think it's very well placed here against a few horses that have had plenty of chances. Bianca's led the favourite. He's very one-paced. He's been placed four of his 10 runs, but has run well here at Kembla. And he's obviously the danger. He'd be very, very fit. Two over the air, went far too hard up front the other day in that race at Newcastle. He's got second up form's not too bad, but he's 22 starts without a win. But he has been placed on a stack of occasions, so give him a chance in a race like